Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa 78 gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta ka na? Sana'y napapakinggan mo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Nakapag-Spotify rap na ba ang lahat? Well, every end of the year, Spotify reflects on music, podcast, and culture. And they'd love for you to be included in that story. Sa dami ng naglalabas ang AI art, music, fake news, pati mga filters na nakaka-catfish sa TikTok. Mapapaisip ka, may totoo pa ba sa internet? And the one thing you kept real was how you listen, especially sa podcast listening mo. Kaya naman, I want to share with you the 2023 Spotify Wrap results of Philippine Gaffer Stories. Here we go. Nakapag-record tayo ng 2,200 minutes worth of content so far this 2023. At dahil dyan, nag-gain tayo ng mga additional 103% new campers dito sa podcast. Alam niyo bang in Spotify alone ay meron na tayong 24,000 followers? It might not seem a lot for big-time content creators, but 24,000 of us listening to these stories is actually a lot of people, di ba? 82% of our new listeners came here when we had episode 166, The Chilling Tales of Baguio. 42 weeks din tayong consistently nasa top charts ng Spotify Philippines. At nag-peak tayo sa number 9. O ha, pasok tayo sa top 10 guys. And we are being listened to sa 82 countries. At may mga bagong listeners tayo. Mostly galing siyempre sa Pilipinas. Pero meron din from India, Singapore, Hong Kong, and kahit sa Finland. Siyempre, shoutout na din sa mga nakikinig ng mga suki natin sa iba-ibang mga lugar gaya ng US, Canada, UAE, Australia, and New Zealand, UK, Japan, and Saudi Arabia. Sa lahat ng mga nakikinig mapasaan man sa sulok ng Pilipinas at ng buong mundo, sana ay nahahatiran kayo ng saya kahit nakakatakot ng Philippine Cover Stories. Ikinararangal ko pong maging kasama nyo sa bawat pakikinig. Ikaw, ano ang hashtag Spotify rap mo? When we come back, balikan naman natin ang mga episodes from our favorite harbingers of horror, sina Anton and Manila. That and more, coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Sa pagbabalik ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Welcome back to episode of Philippine Campfire Stories for the best of 2023, part 2. Kapag tinatanong ko talaga mga listeners ng show ay iisa lang ang top favorite for this year. At walang iba kundi ang mga episodes ng ating mga tinataguriang kong Harbingers of Horror. Walang iba kundi sina Manila and Anton. Talaga namang nakakatakot kasi yung mga episodes nila. So to cap off the best of 2023, why don't we look back on the episodes of these two and sabay-sabay ulit tayong matakot. Here's more than 2 hours of stories brought to you by Manila, Anton, and myself. Enjoy! Let's call on our guest campers for tonight. Kumusta kayo, Manila, Anton?
Hi, Dodo. Hi, girl.
Hi,
you're
good.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's our pleasure to have you here. And where are you calling us from, by the way?
Go ahead, Anton.
Well, I'm calling from Antipolo, Rizal, outside of Manila.
Okay.
I'm here in Alabang right now.
Oh, okay. All right. So both of you are in the Philippines. Hello, hello. Welcome sa campsite. Maraming salamat sa pagpapaunlak ninyo sa atin dito na sa kwento nyo. And from what I understand dun sa email na sinend ni Manila, Manila is actually the one who reached out dun sa email natin. And she sent me like a glimpse of what you guys have experienced sa isang bahay, and that particular house belongs to the family of Anton. So before we start, how you guys are related to each other, ano bang paano kayo nagsimulang magkakilala at yung kwento ninyo?
We've been buddies since college.
Yeah. We ended up as classmates in this small college near Santo Domingo Church, which was stories, and then we've been friends ever since. Anton's ancestral house is very near the school, so we used to hang out there a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, do you guys share a particular fondness sa supernatural, paranormal, in that realm?
Without a doubt. By the virtue of just hanging out at my house, there's no choice. And with my family too, right?
Yeah, I used to work for ABS-CBN Publishing, and I think during that time there was this show called Ninig, which was like a weekly episodic horror show.
Alam ko yan sa Street Boys.
Yeah, exactly. Parang the spin-off of the show was a magazine. And I pitched it to my editor that, do you want to do a feature on my friend's house? Kasi the stories are just too many to mention. And then, I mean, Anton had already told the stories, but when we actually brought the TV crew and I was the writer when we went there. Talagang that's when his parents shared all these stories. But I remember when we got there and then the crew was going around his house trying to take pictures. I think his parents suddenly changed their mind. They didn't want to be featured anymore because they felt that the energy was shifting, that they didn't want to bother the elements down in the house. And that's when we knew it was serious. Because, you know, why would you suddenly decline to be featured? You remember
that
that day?
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, I cannot forget. I think you guys were able to capture something in my grandparents' room.
On camera?
Yeah, on camera. That was featured in the article too.
Oh, okay. Nako, kailangan yata namin yung link nung ano na yan. Nung published article na yan or yung online.
No, it was the cover story. Parang the entire that issue was all about their house. But they didn't allow na the video crew. They only allowed pictures.
Okay, okay. Dako, mas lalo. Kailangan natin mabasa yan, no? So share mo sa amin yan if you can. But what changed your mind ngayong what made you decide to share dito sa atin sa campsite?
Wait, I'll answer for Anton muna because sure. I sent the email without his No, because I'm a long-time listener, Earl, and I really... I enjoy the way you narrate and also, of course, the stories. But I feel that when I'm listening to their stories, I'm like, oh my God, there is a story that parang it's such a disservice that people are hearing these stories but are not hearing the actual creepy stories that me and Anton and or his family have actually gone through. And so legit that it's seared into my brain. I haven't forgotten it since the first time he told me. And then to actually go through some of it, parang it's really opened my eyes to the... na, you cannot deny that these things are out there. And it's not even about ghosts. We're talking about creatures, wood folk. This goes beyond just spirits, the stuff he experiences in his house. And as he'll tell you as we go along, it's amazing that there's a whole other world out there sharing their house at different hours of the day. Yeah.
Oh my God. Na-excite na ako dun sa kwento mo. Okay, sige. Simulan na natin. Like, what is the first recollected memory that you guys have about this house in Santo Domingo?
Maybe I should give a little background on the house. This house was constructed at around the late 70s. And if folks are familiar with the Santo Domingo area from way back, place used to be called Barangay Matalahin, which because that place was just all rice paddies, and a lot of the houses in that area were all huge. When I think back to my childhood, I was always in awe of this house because it was huge. It had eight bedrooms. It was well lit, and as a youngster, it felt like a giant castle. And at night, we used to have grand parties. My family was huge. I had a lot of cousins, and there was a lot of fun. But everybody knew that there was something strange about that place. And I was told that once upon a time, that particular area of Santo Domingo, before people moved in and set up houses, was sort of a makeshift grave for folks that couldn't afford to bury their dead in cemeteries. I've always felt, and I think I've told Manila this, that my grandfather, he chose the best spot. Because for some reason, the house always felt like it was crowded even at night. And both told the stories about things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know where to start. We had to make a list of some of the things that we had to talk about.
Pero that's how you feel about the house. Like, growing up, it feels like it's almost like two places. Like, one that's grand and, crowded and maraming parties na going on because of the community that you belong to.
Yeah.
And then when everything goes away, everyone goes away, when, I guess, the dark hits, nag-iiba na siya, parang...
That's okay. We turned the house over. I think the earliest story that I know, I'm not sure if my mom and dad shared this with you. This was back when the house was being constructed and my mom and dad were still dating. And my dad took out food so they could have a candlelit dinner in one of the rooms that was being constructed. And what happened was the food was laid out on the table and they heard a weird tapping sound from a distance. And as they were having dinner, the tapping grew louder and louder and louder until the tapping started happening on the door. And that was when my dad invited whatever was tapping to come in out of politeness. And that was when they started feeling strange and they evacuated the place. And that was when my dad said, okay, there's something strange about this house. And that was the earliest ghost story that my dad shared about the place. But
kailan nangyari yun? Like, would you have a timestamp kung mga anong era yun? 70s din ba yun? Kasi ginagawa pa eh.
Because if they were still dating, it might have been 77. That was probably there. And in the early 80s, I don't remember many houses being in that area. And the front of the house was mostly just forest land. Nobody had commercialized that area. There was a creek in front. But as a little kid, I was really uncomfortable walking around the house by myself, particularly at night, because Manila can attest to the kind of vibe that the place has.
Okay.
We had an unspoken rule that at 9 p.m. we wouldn't wander around the place because it felt like it was shopping season at the mall, but you couldn't see anything. It just really felt really crowded. My grandfather had a big family, but around the time that Manila and I became buddies, my relatives had moved out. It was just my family that was left. So we were a family of five in a house that probably had 8 bedrooms. And we always felt like we were outnumbered in that place.
Sobrang laki. Parang masyadong umaalog-alog, kumbaga.
Yeah, and the thing is...
For a family of five.
Mm. We sort of identified... Oh, yeah.
The smoke. Tell him about the smoke. Floating smoke.
I think that was a story my mom might have told you. Was that the green smoke?
Yeah, no, I'll share later. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go for it.
No, because I think... so the additional back info here, Earl, is that Anton, when his mom and dad married, they actually moved. They didn't live in that house for a while. And then when his grandparents passed away, that's when they moved back. And they were, tama ba, Anton, parang while waiting for the mana to be divided among the siblings, you guys were there as parang the caretakers of the house,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started going there, I found it curious that Anton and his two siblings plus his parents, they all wanted to stay in one room.
The family
and there's 8 bedrooms, huh?
Stays
and they're
together.
All the beds are just in one room. And I'm like, they're a really close family. But then Anton's full grown. Everyone's full grown. Why are they all in one room at night?
Because
at this
no
age,
way.
you kind of want your own privacy. But they were all parang in agreement na we'll just stay in one room. And then when I talked to
them... They decided to camp out in one room. Okay.
It's because at night, yung nga parang at a witching hour, they would notice that there's this green gas or smoke that would float around
what?
The room. Like, they could see it. It's not like it's spreading in the whole room. It's like moving. Na parang it's visiting.
Like a green haze.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You could see it floating above them and then it would leave the room.
Ala, nai-imagine ko Ghostbusters. Ganun.
For me, okay. You can't make this stuff up. Oh my God, because it's his parents. It's like, am I going to say, tita naman, eh, joke lang. But no, they were serious. They were serious that they all had to be together and it was safer that way. And
God. Okay, I had chills.
It transcended time. It's not even that it only happens at night. During the day, so I think Anton has a rec room where all his band equipment is at. His brother has a workout room where all the gym equipment are at. And then when they're not home, the helpers and his parents can hear somebody playing
and,
instrument,
the thing
using
is,
dropping the yeah.
And it's even the guests, because one time I had a recording studio on the ground floor. people would hear me playing my guitar in my bedroom, but I wouldn't be home. I'd be at work. And there was one evening where they heard me tuning up. My mom and dad thought I was home early, and they walked into my room, and the lights were all off, and nobody was there. And they would tell me, "We can hear you." And there was even one time my voice was copied. And I called out to someone, one of the helpers, and the helper reacted. And what made it even strange was even the dogs looked towards the direction of my voice, which came from inside the house.
Oh my God.
One curious aspect of one of the things that lived there was it copied people. I wouldn't say it was a doppelganger, because I'm not sure if a doppelganger is unique to just copy one person. When my relatives and I lived there, we would talk about people being copied. There was one afternoon where I was looking at an old picture of my family, and I thought that my 6-year-old cousin was standing next to me. She was my little pet back then. And I pointed at the picture and said, you look like a bed breaker for your mom. Everybody was correct. But she nodded. Speaking of that, I have to ask your mom something. She followed me. She had followed me. When I walked into my aunt's room and knocked on the door, she let me in. "Hey, I'm here with Joey." And I turned around. I was standing next to no one. My aunt said, "What are you talking about? But Joey was with me a while ago." Looking at the pictures. "No, it can't be possible because she's in school."
I'm telling, what about that person who keeps slapping you when you're asleep?
Yeah, that was one thing. In college, something wouldn't let me oversleep. So I would sleep in my grandparents' room, and there was one morning where I was slapped awake, and I thought it was my grandma waking. And I sat up and I said, "Yep, I'm up." And when I looked around, I was in the room by myself. There wasn't anything out there. Yeah. And then this thing wouldn't stop bugging me, because if I'd oversleep at until 10 a.m., the bedroom door would start banging. And there was no way the wind would do this. The door would open and bang, open, bang, open, bang. And I'd sit up and I'd look at the door, and only when I sit up would the banging stop.
Oh my God. Parang sinasabi niya na gumising ka na.
Yeah.
Ako naman. Parang time ko na dito sa kwarto. Okay. That's what I'm looking at it. Parang umalis ka na. Ako na yung gagamit ng kwarto.
Okay. The interesting thing about that place is we had a cast of characters that were recurring. These were the folks that we would always
see. So this is not, we're not talking about just one entity. We're talking about
One of the quack doctors told us that our place was literally a little village where we had everything there. If you name it, we've got a sample. There's something there for you.
And, may representative ang each.
Yeah, there's a representative for each thing. And at the same time, they were shy and they were consistent cast members, such as the half-moon guy that Manila stumbled upon.
Wait, I want to share first the very first story that I remember, because I'm so amazed. So by this time, they had already had the house blessed, I think 2 or 3 times already.
Yeah, multiple times.
They invited a priest again for a blessing, and then everybody was on the second floor preparing, and then nagulat na lang sila. The priest was able to go up to the second floor, and may gate pa, may door pa yung house, and they're like, "Father, how'd you get in?" And then the priest was like, pinapasok ako ng mga bata, sinalubong nila ako. But there were no kids in the house.
Teka, bakit muna may pare ulit? Bakit may pare sa
the house blessed.
Na inimbita. The house blessing. And why? Bakit kailangan i-bless? Is there something happening going on? Or?
It was the third or fourth house blessing, I think.
Was during the day pa. It wasn't even at night.
Was the house blessing to rid of the guest? Ganun ba? Okay. All right.
Pero kasi, di ba, Antoine, in the back of your house, there's a wishing well.
And we had two wells. Yeah, one of them was at the back and the other was at the side. And we were told that those wells were portals.
Oh, okay. Tell me about it.
What did my dad share with you?
The kid with the basa yung shirt running around it.
Yeah, that was in the corner, the back corner. My dad would go out to smoke at night, and he would wander around the place. And his favorite spot was the corner of the house where there's a cayenito tree, and he had a view of the road. And there was one time he said he was standing there, and he saw a little kid with a shirt standing.
Gabito.
It's the night, yes, probably around 10 p.m. Yeah. And it wasn't the first time. This kid was also seen in one of the bedrooms. I saw the kid when I was walking into a room and the door was ajar. And nakita ko siya, mawit, and I thought it was one of my little cousins. Same description, white shirt. But when I got in the room, there was no one there. So it was something that I saw. You know, flash of the eye. Oh, without even. Oh, how about that?
Parang mabilis mo lang siya nakita. Parang, alright.
Yeah, so one of them was a kid. The half-moon guy is somebody who's really interesting because you caught that on camera, right?
Yeah, two of us caught, your brother caught it on video and I caught it on camera. And then, so, bale, the rec room where Anton and our friends hang out in where we watch TV, it's on the second floor and then there's a window behind us and then you can see the moon, you can see the coconut trees. So, hindi siya street level. So, one time, I took a selfie with one of our friends and then I didn't check my phone because it was one of those times na hindi naman maganda yung quality ng phone. It's just, kumbaga when you take a picture, it's just for your phone to look at, you know?
The word selfie didn't even exist.
It was me and her. And then behind us, there was a very clear photo of a half-moon-faced guy. Tapos yung guy, naka-smirk pa siya. Yung sa sobrang defined ng facial features niya, you know, imposible talagang it's anything but that. It's anything but a half-moon-faced guy. And then...
Half-moon-faced guy. Help me picture it out. Anong itsura?
Remember once upon a time, there was a McDonald's ad with a half-moon guy thing?
Yeah, like yung naka-shades. Parang, isipin mo na lang naka-side view yung face. Pero yung shape ng
face.
And then, every time that I show it to people... Parang their first, that this is where you can see the psychology of people, and the first reaction is, ooh, inedit lang yan, or it just looks like a painting because it was so vivid, the facial features of the guy. And nung nanakaw yung phone ko, lalong wala na akong evidence. So I was like, shucks, but it's seared in my memory that is what it is. And then this Adarna book came out, yung mga nilalang nakagilagilalas ng one of your previous guests. And I was like, when I read the book and I saw him in the book, I'm like, oh, this is it. This is the guy. And in the book, he's called Angkokok. And parang he's described here as, Angkokok ay lamang lupang may patulis na ulo at mahilig tumawa.
So nag-fit.
Yeah. It looks exactly like the guy in the photo, the creature in the photo.
And I still remember that.
So, medyo validate. Anton's brother, the way they captured the guy was, parang, I think he had his friends over for a party, and then they said na parang, oh, sige, trip-trip lang, let's take a video recording in the dark. Patayin natin lahat ng ilaw, mag-record tayo.
This one is an interesting story.
Go ahead, Anton.
Yeah, these friends were from his work, and they were in the terrace. It was the second floor, and they were having dinner and the lights were dim, and they took a random my brother took a random shot with the camera, and it was sort of like a panoramic pad from left to right. We said, let's take a video of the place. And and here's the interesting thing, when my brother would rewatch the video, there were these weird flashes of light that happened at random at intervals of the video. And this is where it gets even crazy. So he counts 6 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's pause. And at the exact 6 second, right behind one person that was standing there, you distinctly see the image of somebody wearing a barong, has no head, standing behind that person. Yeah, I'm now I'm getting goosebumps sharing it because I'm getting a visual in my head. So when you hit play, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you hit pause. That's when a flash of light happens at the top corner of the screen, the top right, and it's the moon faced guy. And you can distinctly see his features again. The long chin, the pointed nose, the eyes, the spur. And it doesn't end there. When you hit play, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, we always wondered why towards the end of the video there would suddenly be a black glitch that would happen towards the right side of the screen. That doesn't look like a glitch when you hit pause. It looked like a feature, a dark feature of a person that is standing at the corner, and there is a flash of light from the center of that person that looks like an upside down cross. And I think, aside from the moon faced guy, we were told by one of our guests that lumalabas dito sa bahay, lumalabas siya ng lingga po, naniminsala siya, kaya lagi na yung sakit. So I think during the height of the population of the house back when my brothers were there, it was probably 12 or 14 of us. And there was always somebody sick in the family. And the sickness would jump from one person to another. So, our
pero hatch, constant yun. Merong magkakasakit lagi sa bahay.
Somebody would always get sick with high fever. It would be really strange. Okay. And back to that video, it dawned upon us, wait a second, these things would pop up at intervals of 6 seconds, 3 times.
Oh, nga.
So, I think to this day, he still has that video somewhere. I just say, let me see if I can get it from him.
So, teka lang ah, medyo na-overwhelm ako sa bit na yan. So, there was a guy, nakabarong na walang ulo, on the 6th second. And then on the 12th second, yung si ang kokok, yung half moon face guy. Tapos, yung 18th, yun yung parang, ika-18th na second, yung black na shadow figure.
Shadow figure with the upside down cross flash from the chest.
All in one room.
All in one room. And that was on the second floor.
During a party.
Yep,
a dinner.
During a party. And they weren't shy.
They weren't shy.
They weren't
okay.
shy
at Nandun all. Sila. Okay.
We've had guests that have seen.
Kung nung gabi na yon, meron bang recollection yung mga guests or yung mga kasama niyo sa bahay kung were they feeling different?
I remember that evening because I became the reluctant co-host. My brother grabbed me and said, hey, I want you to meet my office mates. Come help me entertain them. I said, no, there's food, I'll help you. You know, that was my motivator. But there was one girl in that group that kept looking into the house with the lounge room. And then I noticed her. It was just her that kept looking in. I asked, hey, what's up? Are you okay? And she asked, why don't you invite your grandma to join us? Because we have plenty of food. And I said, what are you talking about? We don't have anybody other than your grandma. She passed away.
Oh, no. Two years ago.
No,
may
that,
nakikita siya.
Okay. It's that lady that keeps walking past the hallway. She's dressed in blue. She would walk past and she would look at us. Enter one room and she would walk past again. And look at us again. But no, we don't have anybody here elderly. It's me, my brother, my mom.
At kaya niya sinabi na Lola is it
Lola
would appear
siya.
Old.
Yeah, because okay. There was a Lola that would show up. The first time she popped,
and this is different dun sa tatlong binanggit mo.
This is one of the recurring characters, the grandma,
okay.
who has made her presence felt 4 or 5 times. The first time I remember her showing up was in college, in the early 90s, lagi may grandma. And living in a house like that may be more terrifying. And there was one evening we were having dinner as a family, and the grandma, and I was joking. I said, hey, you know, you better not eat because the food might get crunchy as a joke. And suddenly we heard a scream from the second floor. And one of my cousins came running down and I asked, oh, what's up? He said, the people have to come to the toilet. And the lights went off. I thought, oh, wonderful. Dark by myself. Suddenly the door opened. And he shouted, oh, I need that one, need that one. Suddenly, somebody peeped in. And it was an elderly lady. Didn't look at all like my grandma. She had long white hair. She peered in and then shut the door. And that was when my cousin panicked and ran. So that was the first time. There was another situation. I'm not sure if Manila remembers the story where I had friends over. And I had one friend over that was acting really strange. And I kind of joked with them. It's a birthday party. And you want to mess around, why don't you hang out in the back of the house and do your stuff there? And he literally followed what I told him. He went to the back of the house and he sat in the dark. And about an hour later, he came back. He was all pale and said, what do you mean, girl? What are you talking about? I was crouching over, sitting in the dark. And suddenly, someone walked past and looked down at me. And when I looked up, it was an old woman. And she glouted. She stared at me and then walked away. And when I blinked my eyes, she was gone. And I thought, oh, you got to meet her. So that was the second or third time. And one other story I remember about this old woman was one of my brother's best friends slept in my bedroom without my permission. And I thought, gosh, you know, this is an afternoon where I want to stay in my room and watch movies, and he's there. So he was working the night shift, so I figured, okay, he's comfortable to sleep, I'll leave him there. And a few minutes later, he woke up, and he went downstairs where I was sitting. And I said, hey, you know, I thought you were supposed to be asleep. He said, no, I'm wide awake now. What happened? Well, somebody was scratching my back, and I thought it was your brother trying to wake me. When I looked, it was an old woman. Her hair was thinning, and she was looking down at me, and that's when I ran out of it. Wonderful.
Kinakamot siya.
Yeah. So they touch you. They're not very shy. The guests or anyone.
Well, baka naman she's just trying to make your guests comfortable. Like, baka.
In her own special thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my. Kumusta siya? Ano sabi nung friend ng kapatid mo, like when na, sinabi mo na wala namang matanda?
Well, he knew there was something.
Did you explain that way or hindi mo na lang siya pinansin na parang dahil alam mo na?
He was like my brother's counterpart of Manila. He was my brother's best friend and he knew the house was strange.
Oh, okay.
And it was at his own risk that he slipped.
So my idea na siya. Okay.
He knew. And then that was the last time he ever slept in my room because of that.
So would you say kung yung sumasampal sa'yo dun sa room mo na yan kapag nag-oversleep ka would be the same, Lola?
It's possible. It's possible.
Okay.
Oh, and then now I just remembered. The last time my father saw her was back when I used to work in the government. I was working a 4-day shift. So I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And sometimes we would have extended work until midnight. And because the house was just so creepy, there was no way I could enter the house by myself at midnight. The SOP was the missed call for daddy ko. And then babubasha bolts on the door to let me in. Because Manila can attest to how big the place is and how strange it is to walk in by yourself at night when the lights are all off. And because the house is upkeep, it's not something we were able to maintain over the years. Mm-hmm. A lot of electrical mm-hmm. wiring was broken, was faulty. And to get into the house, it was quite a long walk. And to get up to the second floor, it was quite a long walk to get the light switch. And this particular entrance that we used, if you walked in, on your left was an empty room with only one article of furniture there. It was a vintage chair with a canopy. It was old Spanish tile chairs. That's the only thing in the corner of that room. And to your right was a wall with mirror tiles. And
okay,
those tiles would reflect everything on the left. But because these were old, the reflections were all distorted. And straight ahead would be the guest room and the toilet, and then a spiral staircase to get to the second floor. And the only way to switch the light on is to go up the staircase, hit the button, and switch it off when you hit the top. So there was one evening where I walked in and all the lights were off. And I figured, okay, that's not around. He's taking care of everything. So I went into a semi-panic, tried to turn on my phone light. My phone was on. We had the wrong camera. The flash would kick in.
The
flashlight. So I had to run, switch the light on, lock the door behind me, then run up the stairs and switch the light off. The following morning, when I woke up, my mom, I was having breakfast with my parents, and my mom was a little furious. The last time your dad will open the door for you, and asked why. And I said, tell him what happened. And my dad said, I went down and opened the door for you, and the cigarette stood by the door. Then I had this strange feeling that somebody was from inside. So I turned around and looked at the first thing that popped up, a chair.
Yeah.
But there was nobody there. So out of reflex, because the one way to look at the mirror door and in the reflection of the chair was a woman that was seated. She was an old woman wearing saya, white hair.
Oh,
and she was bent forward with her head tilted towards my dad. And what my dad could see in the darkness, her eyeballs were down to her cheeks, out of the sockets, dangling.
No
so
way.
My dad turns around again to look at the actual chair, and the chair's empty. There's no one there. Then he turns again to look at the reflection, and then he sees her, and then she starts getting up. And that was when my dad ran in, and probably 2 minutes after my dad had disappeared, that was when I walked in. But I had blinders on. I didn't want to look around. I just wanted to get the flashlight on and get the heck out of that place, because even that area has a story, as well as the mirror wall. That area has a thing.
Ano bang marinigan next part of the story? If yes, welcome to San Telmo Society Radio. Anton, Manila, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Earl.
Last episode, nahinto tayo dun sa creature in your house's hallway. Iba din yung security ng bahay na yun, eh?
Wait. Share ko lang, Earl, because when I met Anton, we were both in college nga. And I thought it was weird na parang he was so open about saying na, oh, if I'm going home after 9, kailangan text ko muna dad ko kasi kailangan hintayin niya ako sa gate.
Susunduin.
Yeah. So, okay. Siba parang isip mo na, ha? Huh? Tanda na natin. Di ka pa
mga... Oh, bahay mo yun eh, di ba?
Pero, oh my God, when I heard the stories, parang, okay, guys, totally understandable. Even I would do the same thing. Baka tatlo pa pasundo ko sa sarili ko. But, for me, what was so amazing about Anton's house is that we watch a lot of horror movies, di ba? Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that it's scary, there are ghosts and all that, but yung sa house nila, it didn't matter what time it was. It could be daytime, it could be nighttime. There was always stuff happening. And before
hindi, walang safe time.
Wala. I'll give you an example lang of a daytime and nighttime occurrence na parang...
This house, okay.
His mom told me na she and the helper were folding clothes in one of the rooms. And laki nga nung house, malaki yung mga bedroom. So malayo yung door from where they're folding sa bed. And then they heard a knock, and then the mom says, sige, pakibukas, let them in. Baka it's the other helper. So the helper opens the door. There's no one there. And then they go back to folding. And then may kumakatok na naman. So the helper goes again. Wala pa rin. And then, so they started folding again, and then may kumakatok, and then they stopped and they listened. And then they realized that the knocking was coming from inside the aparador. During the daytime, I was like, oh my God.
May kumakatok sa aparador. Okay.
When she told me that story, I had it mixed up with a story that I experienced. And this is when I had moved back to the Philippines with my family. I had no idea these, you know, the knockings and the spirits and everything. But I knew that the house was strange because from day one, when I walked into that house, something greeted me. There was a flash of light from one of the rooms. And I said, okay. This is the house that I know my parents have told me stories about. And then when I was walking into one of the bedrooms, a door opened for me. I thought, wow, it's automated. I thought, it was like welcoming me in. So,
teka muna, Anton, kailan to?
This was...
pagbalik mo.
Yeah, 92. I think that was 1992.
92. Okay, alright.
And then there was one evening where I was watching a movie with my cousins. Say, some room kami. And lumabas ako to get water. And then I walked back in and they all stopped and turned and looked at me. I said, oh, about it? You're not calling me. I said, ah. I interpreted it as, oh, I was being impolite and then knocked before walking in. So I stepped out, closed the door, knocked again, and I walked in and said, oh, I'm sorry for being rude. And then they said, hindi. Moments before you walk in, you heard a knock on the door. I said, oh, that wasn't me. It might have been someone else. Okay. And then when I sat and we continued watching the movie, they were all quiet. Then a few moments later, there were two knocks on the door. And I reacted to it. I said, oh, come in. And they all got angry. They said, why did you invite it in? I said, somebody knocked on the door, right? They said, no, it was two knocks. It wasn't a proper knock. Real people will knock properly, but two bangs, that's not a person. And I said, well, you know, sorry, I let it in or whatever, so it'll never happen again. And after I apologized, from the cabinets behind us came two knocks, and that's when we all ran out of the room. So it's really different when you experience it together. It's hard to deny that, you know, there's something there, because it's creepy because they weren't choosy. They would make themselves felt, even when they weren't welcome. And
they don't care. What time is it? Who's in it?
The particularly creepy.
It's
time.
Their house.
Oh, yeah, it is their house. We were reminded that they were there first. There was an incident where my father dreamt. This is a strange one. My father and aunt dreamt the same dream. And they said that they walked into the house and they opened the gate and they noticed that there were other little houses built in the area. And a woman had approached my dad, and my dad said, hey, why did you build these houses here? My father will get them. And the woman responded to my dad by saying, why should your father be mad at you first? And that's what that was quite the peculiar dream they were telling. Something.
Message, no? Parang nauna kami dito. Okay.
Wait, no, sorry. Before, I might forget lang kasi. You remember how Anton said that he always felt like parang it was
crowded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the instances that, I don't remember, Anton, if it was your dad or you that shared this, pero sobrang kinilabutan talaga ako. Parang, it was you and your dad the night before. He couldn't sleep kasi yung helper niyo sobrang lakas magpatugtog ng AM radio, and I think she was listening to a mass novena. So parang sabi ng dad mo sa morning, papagalitan niya na bakit nagpapaan malakas. I don't even know kung ano yung saan natutulog yung ano. Basta the following morning, your dad told the helper na next time don't play the radio too loud kasi ang lakas nung sound na may nagno-novena, tapos parang may procession and all that.
Yeah.
And then,
oh my God, kinikilabutan ako.
The helper looks at his dad and says, kuya, hindi ako yun, sira yung radyo ko.
Ibig sabihin, merong nagno-novena, maraming tao sa labas.
Yeah, this happened in 92.
Is that what you're saying?
This happened in around 92 as well. And my father woke me up at 3 a.m. And he said, hey, I want you to listen to something. And I sat up. I said, why would you wake me up at this ungodly hour? And from outside the window, and we were staying in one room, I could hear somebody praying. There was a girl that was praying, and there was a group of people responding to praying. And then my dad said, listen carefully. What do you think it is? And I said, it sounds like somebody's playing radio. Then my dad said, no, it's not a radio. Listen again. So we sat there, and...
Wait, taga lang. Kasi di ba malapit kayo sa church? Di ba baka naman may...
This is where it gets even strange. The voices start getting louder. And I looked at my dad and said, hey, they're moving. Yeah. And then it sounded like a procession, a small procession. One lady praying, a group of people responding to the prayer. And this group that was praying started marching, and they went past our bedroom, went past the window, and I thought,
sa loob ng bahay yung prosesyon.
Outside the outside the house, but inside the perimeter. Yeah.
Okay, ng bakuran. Within, okay.
Mm-hmm. And when the group made it to one corner of the house, yung mga aso ng kapitbahay namin started howling. But we thought, okay, that this is real. Mm-hmm. When it made it to the front of the house, there were people that had a garden in front of the house. Their dogs started yapping. So I said, okay, it can't be a radio because I heard them. Said, yeah, they're moving. And mm-hmm. here's the funny thing. This happened in 92. I started college in 96. And my parents had moved out. And I decided to stay with my grandparents. And there was one evening where I was locked out of my grandfather's room. And the only room that I could sleep in was the room that he previously occupied. I was there, and I was an insomniac. At exactly 3 a.m., I was sitting reading a book by myself. I started hearing the prayer. And I thought, why now? Of all times when I'm locked out of my grandfather's room, I'm the only person on the ground. Lord, why did you have to do this? So before the prayer got louder, I locked the windows, locked the door, and then I heard the same procession. People praying, walking past my window. When they hit one corner of the house, the dog started howling.
So parang ano siya, parang siyang scene na paulit-ulit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a loop.
It's like a loop. So, my dad probably experienced this twice. I experienced it twice, but mine was the third instance. Pretty strange group of people.
Anton, kwento mo yung ano, yung may sungay na guy with red eyes.
The guy, I
hindi pa ako nakaka-recover dun sa mga kwento. Biglan yung on top of each other. Teka lang, nandun pa nga ako dun sa video na 680, 61280. Grabe, na-overwhelm ako dun. So.
What's the sungay again with the red eyes?
It's the same because when you go dun sa yung di ba sa living room nyo, Anton, meron parang may flood marks. Grabe kasi magbaha dun eh, sa part nung and I remember your dad explaining na was it your dad? Basta pag ang house nababaha, mas hindi ko alam kung mas open siya to creep. Something like that. I forget. Basta nakakakita rin siya sa corner ng living room nung may sungay. Red eyes with horns. You remember that?
Maybe you can tell us about it, Manila, if you remember it.
It's not my story though, but it was one of the things that was seen inside. What I remember seeing aside from the half moon guy was that when we're watching TV dun sa room ni Anton sa second floor, is alam mo yung TV, di ba may reflection siya sa window sa likod mo, and you can see na somebody's walking, na para siyang street view, and we'd be like, what was that? Pero you try to laugh it off kasi, I mean, there's no point getting scared. But that was the extent of my, ano, the picture with the pokok and the, yun, yung mga ganon, yung mga nagpaparamdam na, ano, shadows. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yung mga kwento talaga nila, Anton, that's the one na, who?
And yung creature na to na sinasabi ni Manila is also wearing a barong, did you say?
No, and my photo, my horns? It's really just the face. Yung face niya talagang super prompt. Kasi,
yung half moon guy. Yeah. Okay, no, I thought the other creature
this
that...
One, yeah. Yung sa... Yung nakabarong rin to. Tama ba?
This is the one sa bintana.
Basta ang prominent lang sa kanya is yung red eyes niya and yung horns. That's why I was like, fucking A, is that a demon?
that was
I don't... Yeah, no,
my dad
sorry,
would
but...
see all sorts of things, and if there was someone that would wake me, in the daytime, there was someone that would wake him at night. Because sometimes he would fall asleep on like on the terrace or something. And the door would suddenly bang to wake him. And I remember, speaking of barongs, there was one afternoon where my mom's helper went to my dad and said, "Sir, may nakita ko matandang lalaki na barong sa kwarto." My dad said, "Oh, we're just imagining things." And hindi po, nagwawalis ako, tapos paglingon ko, may nakatayo yung lalaki. Wapo siya, medyo matanda, nag-brush back in there. And at natatakad siya pupunta sa CR. Sinabi ko, sir, hindi po yan ang CR. Kung po sa labas. And the guy walked into the room, and when the helper followed her, the guy was gone. So my dad laughed it off. Later that evening, I get a phone call from my dad around 11 p.m. I said, "Oh, what's up? Why are you calling me?" He said, "You know the guy with the barong that I told you about, that I was laughing about?" "Yeah, well, I saw him again." "What happened?" "I went to the toilet, I opened the door, and when you open the door, the first thing that you see is in that room is a mirror. There was somebody standing behind him who looked like he was a middle-aged Chinese guy with the hair brushed back, wearing a barong, and my dad thought somebody had walked through the house. And he was shocked, he turned around and there was no one there." I said, it's because he doubted him. he had to confirm that, yep, I'm real.
You had to challenge him, right?
You had to challenge him. And that wasn't the first
time. Pero nakakatakot yun, Anton, ha? Kasi parang sa sobrang laki ng bahay nyo, hindi mo rin alam kung may nakapasok nga ba na parang baka may ibang tao from the outside. You never know when it, if it's something spectral or something na talagang, you know, no, might be a lurker inside the house. So medyo nakakapraning din in a way na hindi mo na alam saan ba nanggagaling yung mga nakikita mo.
No, girl, those creatures are protectors of the house. Anton, tell them what happens to people who attempt to go inside your house na unwanted.
It's funny you mentioned that, Earl, because we've always felt that they liked my family. They were protective of us. There was one instance where my father invited someone over for dinner, and he asked me, "Hey, I want you to help me try to discern this person's character. Mabalik pa to? Mabalik pa to?" You know, and after dinner, I was nudging my dad, telling him, "This guy's a little sketchy, so I wouldn't be too confident around him." And as he was backing his car out of the driveway, he suddenly took a sharp turn and he hit a tree. And, you know, we approached him. "Oh, ano nangyari sa'yo? What happened?" And he said, "Di mo ba nakita yung babae na biglang tumawid? Iniwasan ko siya eh." I said, "No. Kami dalawa lang nakatayo dito. We didn't see anybody." "Hindi. May tumawid na babae." And we had found out a couple of days later that the guy was also a splinter, so we had to be careful. So that was one instance. That girl that I told you that kept seeing the old woman crossing the hallway. My brother told me, "Oh, you know, it's funny that everybody in the group, she was the only one who saw something." I found out that she was spreading a lot of gossip about the office. So they have a way of forewarning.
Okay.
That was their way of forewarning.
Yung magnanakaw. Tell them what happened. Oh my God, Earl.
I remember that.
What do you mean magnanakaw?
There were a group of people that tried to break in. But nobody would ever make it into the house. For some reason.
The guy got killed, diba? One guy.
Tried to climb the coconut tree, but slipped and got impaled by hitting yung fence damin had spikes sticking up. It was one of those old...
That's freaky.
Yes. So, you couldn't make it in so far. It would be really easy to make it into the house. But they were always protective of my family. They're very interesting. Even selective of the guests. If a guest had seen something, we would be a little wary. Like even with an ex-girlfriend, I knew the house didn't like her because she said she experienced something. I left it as soon as the lounge room, and suddenly a door from the top from the second floor slammed really loud. There was nobody home. She said, "What was that?" I said, "It could have been the wind. That was too strong for a wind." And deep in the back of my head, I'm going to ask this.
Ang hirap namang makipagkaibigan sa pamilya mo. you had to have the approval of the house, the creatures, before the family itself.
I remember another strange story I had. And my sister and I have had two really strange experiences. We were the ones that had to validate each other's sanity. There was one morning where we attended a family reunion, and my parents couldn't join. My mom was recovering from an operation. And the funny thing was, we were on a cab, and the cab driver was sleeping. So, dahil inaantok si Kuya, when we were passing the funeral parlors, I tapped him on the shoulder. Kuya, kaya mo ba pa kami maleo?
What?
And he woke up. He said, ah, hindi, kaya pa. And suddenly the light in the cab switched on. And the cab driver noticed it, and my sister noticed it, and she was tapping me. Yeah, I saw it. It was even more funny because when he parked in front of the house, he saw how big and old and dark the house was at 2 a.m. I said, okay, this guy's not going to get any sleep. So my sister and I entered the house, and we were joking about it. How strange. You know, the light in the cab suddenly switched on. And we were making our way up the stairs, so we had entered the front door. And my sister pushed the second floor door open. And all of the lights on the second floor were off. From the farthest corner of the lounge room on the second floor, and we distinctly heard my mom's voice, but it sounded like my mom, but it wasn't, because the voice quality was cold. It was eerie. That's the best description. And it called out to my sister,
No.
My sister froze. She looked at me. I looked at her. I said, yes, I heard it. And I pushed her to the bedroom. And my mom and dad were fast asleep. And my mom looked up and said, oh, you're home. I said, can I ask, were you awake? Or were you, did you just wake up?
Were you trying to call us?
Yeah, were you trying to call us? I said, no, I was. I'm asleep. Why? So we heard your voice from the corner of the lounge room. So we were wondering if you were there. But why would you be lurking in the dark? So that
at
was
2
at 2 a.m. And there was one instance where Manila and I were on the phone. You might remember this. I was in the other bedroom, and it was around 2 a.m. And then you heard my mom's voice, and you asked, oh, ising ba ba si tita? And her voice came from inside the toilet. I said, she can't be awake because I'm in the room by myself. And I was using a cordless phone. I said, wait, but we'll buy a phone. Let me take a look. I walked out, saw my mom and dad were asleep.
I know. Yes, ibig sabihin, hindi lang yung parang ano, no? Tumatawid siya talaga. Hindi lang siya sa yung like physical na nandun ka sa room.
Right.
Like, she could hear her kung sino man yun. Kahit nasa phone. Tama ba? Nasa phone call lang kayo, diba?
Phone.
Sabi mo.
Yeah.
Tapos nasa video. Okay. Wow.
Kaya,
interdimensional.
Yung preachers nila breaks all the rules that I've watched sa movies, the TV shows. Parang no holds barred sila. But so, I think yung parents ni Anton told me na pag witching hour, which is I think after midnight, it's their house na.
Yep.
So the humans have to respect their space na.
Grabe, no? Oo nga. Hello?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, medyo. Meron kasing ano, merong gumanon.
Yes.
Baka lang na ano lang yung mic.
Okay.
Anyway, so with all this, napapansin ko dun sa mga story mo, sa stories ninyo, na yung parang napaka-steady kasi ng magulang mo, no, Anton? Parang, hindi ba sila natatakot? Kasi parang sa kwento mo, sila lang yung... And I know because they're acting as the adults noong mga panahon na yun, na sila lang, wala silang choice, I guess, na kailangan nila magpakatatag or magpakatapang.
You know,
so how are they taking it? Like,
you know, Earth,
all these crazy things.
The truth is, we had the place to ourselves for 10 years. We get used to it. I'm not sure if the first time you've heard it, but we were used to it. There were times where we would have dinner together and suddenly a plate would start moving across the table and my dad would say, oi, tama na. It will stop. And
so parang na-desensitized na talaga kayo.
Yeah, we got desensitized, and none of them really harmed my family. I felt that they were more protective of us. They were happy that they liked us. That was what I was told.
Okay. So that's a relief.
Nothing harmed us. They kind of looked after us. They even gave us money during being here.
How?
Oh, thank you, my mom would say. Pretty weird, right? So we were, desensitized to the point where it would become a normal thing, but they would startle you from time to time. Like with, somebody popping up, maybe a glass stand behind you and seeing a reflection. Or, the first time my sister and I experienced something was, this is a little strange, right? We always knew that we had two wells that served as a portal, and the staircase, we were told, where the mirrored tiles are, was also a portal or a vortex of some sort. So there was one evening where all of our relatives and my parents went out, and my sister and I decided to stay. And we heard the dogs barking. And my sister said, hey, let's go downstairs. And my dad went back. Let's open the gate for them. Fine. And this was at around past midnight. And this is where we both had the unspoken feeling that the house feels crowded again. It felt stuffy. But, and sometimes you would walk past an area that felt like you were walking through cobwebs. My parents would call it ma'agyu. But there wasn't anything. And you feel like you'd be walking past that. And then when we got to where the gate was, there was nothing there. Maybe no one was here. Maybe there was a cat. The dogs were responding to it. And we made our way back. And the weirdest thing happened as we were going up the stairs. We were climbing the stairs quietly. And then when I looked up, this is where I felt really strange. For a split second, everything that I could see was nudged to the right. It was like a picture, you're looking at it, and the bangga got nudged to the right. And then a watery kind of sheen, like that, like somebody drew a curtain, went past. And I stood there thinking, I could not believe this. Maybe I experienced, vertigo on my way up, but the last part was strange. And when I went in the room, my sister and I both sat on the bed looking at each other. And I asked her, okay, I need you to validate my sanity. What happened to you on the way up? She said, parang everything nudged for a split second. Yeah. And what happened after that? It looked like somebody drew a transparent curtain.
Like a shield? Like a force field?
Yeah, like that. But imagine it being like a translucent curtain. And somebody drew it slowly from left to right.
Okay.
To this day, we couldn't explain.
Accidentally may nasilip ka na you should have. Okay. Tapos tinago ulit.
That could have been it. Or it could have been we almost wandered into a place we
their side.
Yeah, their side. Because that stairway was supposed to be a vortex.
So parang yung nakita mo accidentally was parang a sort of parang distorted version nung actual place. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And parang nabangga siya for a split second. So imagine if you were looking at an image through goggles and biglang nabangga ka. Oops. It was like that. Very, very strange.
I love it kasi parang ito yung mga bagay na parang hindi mo alam paano i-explain kasi hindi mo naman to nakikita elsewhere. Like yung I like how you describe things, like yung parang feeling mo may cobwebs na pero wala naman. Yung ganong feeling, yung parang makaka-relate ka kasi parang you know how it feels kapag meron kang na sagi ka na agyo, diba? Alam mo yung feeling na yun. Pero when you put it in that particular situation na parang nakaka-relate ako.
It's more fun because...
Hold on, my nephew lang. Hold on. Ayan, sorry. I was... Pamangkin ko.
No problem.
Oh, okay, so yeah, I was saying na parang very ano, very relatable kasi yung mga experiences mo when you when you try to explain it in a way na parang kung paano din mararamdaman like in the real world, like yun nga sa mga cobwebs and all. Tapos yung gusto ko yung hindi mo ma-explain kung paano i-explain kasi paano nga ba yun? Like everything's happening within that span of 10 years, I guess. So my god, parang kailangan ko yata ng i-process to after.
Yeah, like I said, this is the warm-up because the person that told us that the house was loaded with all sorts of things wasn't kidding. Because
okay.
The things that we would see, the things that we would experience were just totally strange. Like, we had what I felt was a baby tikbalang. We called him the monkey boy. This is another recurring character. We had an old tree at the corner of that was near the corner of our terrace. It was old. And I've always noticed it was something that was old. It never bore fruit, but it was kept there. And I remember there was one afternoon that one of my cousins came over, and it was just my mom and my cousin. And she was playing by herself in the terrace, and then she suddenly ran in screaming. Tita, tita, tita. My mom asked, why? Bakit? Tita, may bata sa puno. Bata sa puno. And my mom said, walang bata dito. Parang gano'n dito. Hindi, hindi. May bata. Oh, okay. Anong itsura ng bata? Naka puting shirt, naka blue na shorts. Pero ano siya? He was hairy. Covered in hair. He looked like a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And he was waving at her. Calling her. And thought, oh, okay. It looks like we have there's something there, right? So the story gets even more interesting because I'm gonna jump timelines. This is a long one. My wedding was on a Saturday afternoon, and my wedding rehearsal was on a Friday night. And what happened was my parents had rented the ground floor of the house because I was set to move out and they wanted more people in, so we figured to rent the ground floor para madagdagan ng tao yung bahay and somebody can help with the upkeep.
Yep.
And when I came home that evening, I was surprised to be greeted by a wake. There was a coffin in the garage, and I was thinking, it's really awkward because I'm getting married now the next day and there's kind of wake happening.
May burol.
Burol. So I had to exercise utmost diplomacy by saying, excuse me, po, nakasala po po kasi. I think our agreement here was gatherings, you're free to stay here, basta walang luma, party, and the wake might be broken. They said, okay na po, balak po namin talaga yung dipan. Hindi lang available yung spot. I said, okay, thank you. And then, the following day, they moved the remains out. They the proper venue. I came back 3 months later, and my dad said, asked, you know the story about what happened downstairs? I said, no, this is the story of the wake. So the family that moved in, they had a daughter that volunteered to help my mom with the housework, who was a 16-year-old girl. And the person that passed away was a 22-year-old brother. And she was a pretty nice girl that was very cheerful. But then her father noticed that she started getting sickly and irritable. It's very unbecoming of his daughter because he knew her as being a very cheerful and bubbly girl. And this started when they moved in. She would wake up at midnight and sit at the foot of the tree and have a conversation with the tree, like she was talking to somebody that was sitting there. And my wedding was, I think, close to the first month that they had stayed there. There was one evening where the father got fed up with her getting waking up and sitting and laughing. And my mom could sometimes hear her. So the father chopped the tree down without our permission. And his son... poured kerosene on the roots and set it on fire.
Oh my God, okay.
The following day, may pigsa, malaking pigsa sa leg ng father. He had difficulty walking. They rushed him to San Lazaro, and the diagnosis was the leg is almost gangrenous. And hindi maagapan ng antibiotics, they amputate. And fortunately, the antibiotics worked, and the day he was discharged, his son suddenly had that boil on his cheek. And the following day, he collapsed. And when they rushed him to the hospital, they pronounced him dead, BOA, that bacteria from the boil had moved to the head. So our assumption was the monkey boy that lived in the tree probably had his revenge because it took away his home.
Because sinunog yung bahay niya. Okay, pero ang... Wow, okay. I can't. Hindi ko alam.
Hindi maka-react here.
I mean, I talk for a podcast, pero oh my God, your stories are leaving me. And hindi ko alam kung ano sasabihin ko. Okay. Pero, so, intergenerational, I guess, yung mga creatures. Kasi, I guess that first story about the monkey boy was a long, long time ago. And then, come after a few years, itong yung pamilyang nag-rent dun sa baba, no? So parang those are two different timelines, like you said.
Yeah, Monkey Boy was 2010 and I got married in 2010. So,
okay.
Yeah, the family that moved there was around that time. And my cousin who encountered the Monkey Boy, that was probably 2008. And we knew that there was a Monkey Boy actually. And he was also caught on photo, on picture. My friend had a new digital camera, and he wanted to take pictures around the house. I said, "Of all places, why my house?" He says, "Who knows? You might get something." So he even went into that empty room. He kicked it open. He said, "Oh, you know, what's kayo? Wait for the picture." And when I said, "You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't provoke them." And we looked at the viewfinder. The room was filled with bubbles, with orbs, like somebody had walked in and blew bubbles into the room. And in the corner of the room, there was a section there that had a wooden panel. We could distinctly see a picture of a little boy with a monkey face sitting down looking up at us. So that was around that same time, 2008, 2009. So he was captured on camera.
Okay. Did you guys keep those pictures?
That I don't have. My brother might have the video of the different images. Manila, you lost a picture of the moon face guy?
No, my phone got stolen, dude.
Oh, God.
The half moon face.
But the other one...
I have no credibility when I say this story, except I can vouch for it personally.
But the other one that I caught on camera, I still have that one. But that wasn't in my grandfather's. That wasn't in our house. That was in another place, another house my grandfather had in Yapo, which has its own story.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not counting the stories from our school, because we're inside Santo Domingo Church.
That place has the stories as well that undeniably real.
Okay, that feels like another entire episode for you guys. But dito sa bahay sa Santo Domingo, so parang so you're saying that itong mga pangyayaring ito ay limited within the sa bakuran ng bahay niyo, sa mismo bahay niyo. What happens to, kasi naririnig, like for example yung nagno-novena nung madaling araw at natatahulan ng mga aso. Natanong nyo ba sa mga kapitbahay nyo kung may nararamdaman ba sila, may nakikita ba sila, may naririnig ba sila?
Sometimes you tell us, yung babae na nalakotin, ako po sa kapitbahay.
So nakikita ng ibang tao. Yeah, so parang hindi siya sikreto lang ng pamilya, ganun. Hindi lang siya. It's a well-known fact na may mga ibang tao doon sa bahay ninyo.
Okay, we'd always wonder why one of our neighbors would always blow his horn when he would drive past the front of the house. And he said, ginagawa
pasintabi.
Kasi pag medyo maulan, nakikita ko yung nakaputi na nakapo sa gate. So Manila mentioned that there was like a witching hour where they would come out. One other situation is when it would drizzle. For some reason, all of the strangest things would happen when it would be drizzling. Not raining, not sprinkling, mm-hmm. in between. Always at that time.
Kapag umaambon.
Umaambon. That was what's weird.
What happens when it drizzles?
The house feels
kasi it's raining. Kasi it's raining right now sa bahay dito. So yes, paki-explain.
I remember one drizzly morning, I knew, okay, there's a drizzle happening. So I'm going to get myself a nice cup of coffee and watch TV. So in my room, I had I had a little TV, and then I had a coffee table. And then I put my coffee on the table, and I stepped out, got my food. I was going to hey, what's this on my cup? So my cup was on the table, and there was something latched onto the cup. And I said, boy. And it looked up. It was a little man, like a toy soldier. He was looking up at me from the cord from the rim of the cup, and tago siya up. And I was in disbelief for a few moments, thinking, did I just see a little man looking up at me from the cup? So I put my phone down, mustered the courage to look behind the cup, and there was nothing there. So it might have ran away. So this little man was something that we always would see. Sometimes if you leave food on the dinner table, my sister would see him running across the table. There was one time he hid under a leaf. But he disappeared when my mom started adopting cats.
Oh,
so I think the cats
chewed
the little man away. And so I remember seeing him. The first time I saw him was when it was drizzling. My parents would also say, something is bound to happen because this feels strange in the house.
Ano suot niya, Anton? Ano suot niya?
This guy looked like a toy soldier. He was all green. Yeah,
all green. Ah, okay. So, sa kwarto mo, no? Baka gusto niya ring magkape. Na-curious siguro
possible.
Siya.
Possible. Like, and I think he was the same
ano
guy
yun?
Na sumitsit sa brother ko because he was in the room with his girlfriend watching. Tapos may sumisiksit. At first, they thought it was someone who was outside. And when they listened carefully, the siksit wasn't coming from outside. It was coming from the corner of the room. So, like, it could have been that little guy telling me to get out or something. I'm like, my
curious, very curious siya, no? Yung little soldier na yun.
So. Little soldier, and...
Pero parang, ano kayo eh, parang based naman sa kwento mo, all of these are like paramdams, ganyan. And hindi naman parang, we're trying to laugh it off, diba? Pero when you're actually in it, noong mga moments na yun, natatakot ba kayo? Or wala na nga yun dahil nga nasanay na kayo all throughout the years?
Natatakot
ikaw,
kami
personally.
To wander around. But when we'd experience something, parang nagugulat lang kami. What the heck was that? And then, of course, there's fear.
Na caught off guard lang naman. Pero...
because they'll never come out when you look for them. If you mentally step out and look for them, and you walk around expecting something, you'll feel nothing. They will always...
Di ba mas nakakatakot nga yung naka-cut off guard? Hindi ka kasi ready.
The timing nila. Like,
parang yung wala ka talaga, wala sa mentalidad mo na parang, sige, mag-usap tayo, harapin natin to, pag-usapan natin. Yung gano'n, yung parang sinasike mo na yung sarili mo na haharapin mo siya, tapos biglang wala.
So,
tapos pag hindi ka ready, siya kasi lang papakita. Di ba mas nakakatakot?
Nakakatakot talaga yun. And, there was one time that my dad, his favorite chef was Jamie Oliver. So he was inspired to make a sandwich in the kitchen. And he was making a sandwich. Then he saw somebody walk up to the sink and biluksan both of the taps, the faucets, todo, and then walked away. My dad assumed it was my mom. So he turns off the faucets, walks into the room, and said, oh, what mo yun on yung mga people? I said, what are you talking about? I was here in this room the entire time. So they could do stuff like that. Like, turn on the...
Unfair yun. Tubig kasi yun eh. Metro ng tubig yung tataas.
Unfair yun. So, they do
medyo
that.
Foul sila dun. But have you ever, like your family, have they ever considered leaving that house.
Oh, wait. Here's a funny story. You sold it back in 2015. The people who bought the house knew there was something.
And they were forewarned.
We weren't exactly too honest. We couldn't tell them there was something. Because they might think we were kooky. So they asked, my mom said, well, tahimik yung bahay. And during the turnover of the house, it was a Chinese family. They would come in at 6 in the morning and they would bury something in the backyard. And they would they would do some sort of a ritual. And my mom would call me and say, you want to see a doctor? Bakit? Ever since these people have been coming to bury something in the backyard, parang kinakabog yung bahay.
Okay.
So it might have been a feng shui exorcism. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that was when my mom and sister started feeling sick, and everybody else that was renting the place started feeling ill. Here's another thing. When we had finally let go of the house, I would dream of the place. I would dream of the house. I've dreamt of the house many times, and the theme was just the same. It was empty. If you remember that movie, What Dreams May Come, there's a part where Robin Williams goes after his wife and the place looks like it's haunted. It's all dusty.
Sahel.
It was in hell. The house would be like that, and the house would have a feeling of loneliness. So 2 years after selling the house, I had a family reunion. I told you I had a pet cousin, the one that had that I thought was with me for being in the picture.
Yeah.
And
Joey?
Yeah, Joey. And so Joey and I sat at the same table, and she asked me, "Puya, do you dream of the house?" And I said, "Yeah, do you?" And she said, "Yes." And I asked her, "So, what's the dream about?" "I don't know. It's empty. It's abandoned. It's dirty." And I said, "Well, that's exactly the same dream that you have. And I haven't had this just once. I've had this many times, and it's something that I frequently dream about." So, is it dahil natin? No, of course. This is what just misses us. You know? So it's just me and her that would dream. It's really strange.
So the dream is just between the two of you.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody else's dreams about it.
Yep. And, and that dream about the lady in the house saying we were here first, that was a dream that my dad and his mom would have.
So it's always with someone else within the family.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Okay.
And she's had her share of experience, and she shared stories about things that she would have.
May parang connection. No?
May connection siya. Like that thing that I saw that copied her, that wasn't the first time. There was one evening she had high fever. She was in the bedroom, and my grandfather's helper saw her come out from the corner of the kitchen, and they looked at each other at the point. She just looked at the lady and then walked out. And then when the helper went up to the bedroom to check, my cousin was still in bed and was wearing something different. So chooses the right people. It was her and me.
Okay. So update mo kami. Nasa na yung bahay? I mean, sino nang may-ari ng bahay? Or nasa inyo pa rin ba?
No, it was sold in 2015. And my understanding was they were going to demolish the house and set up the apartment. But to this very day, they had not demolished it. They've in fact just raised the walls so people would break in.
Yeah, it looks like a warehouse of some sort ngayon.
Pero yung actual foundation of the house, na dun pa ba siya?
The house is still there.
It's still there.
I pass it kasi when I'm on my way to Banaue. Makikita mo pa rin yung house pero halatang hindi na siya house. Parang na siya.
And every time I visit my in-laws, they live in my own area, and I set Waze to take me home. For some reason, Waze always leads me through that street. My wife was dumbfounded. At bakit tayo dito dumadaan? Not because of choice, but Waze says so.
As in, parang, ano ka, parang pinapadaan ka talaga.
Yeah, pinapadaan.
Well, yeah, well, you have that connection. You have that experience. Parang a portion of your life was spent there. So, might as well, di ba? Baka nga. Pagkatapos ba nun, nung, I'm sure there are a lot of, like you mentioned, marami pa kayong mga experiences separately and together with your family. On your own, like, did the experiences, did they latched on to you nung lumipat ka na ng Antipolo?
No, they never latched on to me. I know one of them latched on to my aunt who moved out. And it was the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
She followed
my mama.
Aunt. Yeah, sumama sa aunt ko.
Okay.
But after that, I think they were true to what they said, that we were here first. It'll buy them. Everything else that we experienced.
And they might still be there. No?
Might still be there for all we know. Because they were attached to that particular area.
Alam mo, iba yung feeling. Para kang nanood ng movie. Ganun yung, ano, yung experience na itong recording nito. Parang Haunting of Bly Manor.
Bly Manor, Haunting of Hill House, no?
Parang, Haunting of the Hill House. Parang pumasok sa isang experience na, and this is what I like about sharing stories here in San Telmo Society and my podcast, na parang we get to see a side of mga gantong experiences na parang hindi naman available to many aside from the movies, diba, no? So, parang, and syempre ito, may truth behind it because it's a first-hand experience na katulad ninyo, parang hindi lang naman ikaw, it's a collective, kayong lahat ng buong pamilya. So parang siyang pelikula talaga. And it could have been a movie siguro talaga. Parang baka sa mga nakikarinig nito, baka maging inspiration to ng movie, no? So
maybe we should go back and visit Manila, knock on the gate and take a look.
Hindi talaga matatago. It could be a movie or a series, parang sa dami ng pangyayari. So parang,
Earl, if you ever visit the Philippines soon, we'll take you there.
Oh yeah, we'll
so
take
you
there.
Can see.
I would love to see at least what was the house. Parang gusto ko ba imagine how it was like before. So thank you so much for sharing the story with me.
Yeah, sure. You know, thank you for having us, you know. And you know, if you want to hear about the other houses, just let us know. Or any of our experiences.
I would love to. Yeah. I feel like yung mga campers na nakikinig ngayon, I would need you to comment whenever I post about this episode. Kalampagin natin si Manila at si Anton. Kailangan natin malaman yung iba pang mga stories. And I feel like iba pa yung kapag siguro yung tatay mo yung nagkwento o yung nanay mo. Siguro parang baka iba pa yun, no? And from their point of view. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they stayed there the longest. So they have the most experiences after I moved out.
Iceberg pa lang pala to. Tip of the iceberg pa lang tong nakuha namin. But thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, yung kwento nyo, and pinapasok nyo kami dun sa experience na nakuha nyo. Thank
you.
We
have fun.
Yeah, can't wait for it to come out.
Alright. So, what's gonna happen after this is that ipa-edit natin to sa team, and then once the San Telmo Society season would come out, then I guess I feel like this is a finale episode of the season. So itatabi ko to kasi parang my God, alam mo kung pinoproseso ko pa, ang dami kong notes.
Oh.
Ang dami kong notes. Kasi hindi ko alam paano ko mararamdaman. Nandun pa rin ako dun sa 6-12-18.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Oh, dude, that's if you find that video, send it to Earl, man.
Yeah, I'll ask Brian
probably
for it.
Probably one of the... Anong pinaka nakakatakot for you dun sa mga kinikwento? Or, I mean, I guess...
The things that I experienced,
yeah, I guess,
by myself. I think it was the
was
procession.
Was it the, ano?
The procession. Because I was by myself the second time.
The first time eh, nung parang kinikwento sa'yo ng daddy mo na parang, narinig mo yun? Narinig mo yun? Parang,
And I wasn't expecting to have experience it by myself.
Ang pinaka-creepy naman for me, ang pinaka-eerie, is yung pumanik kayo ng hagdan ng pinsan. Pinsan mo, sister mo. Na yung may nakita kayong something, tapos biglang nawala. Parang napaka-trippy. Para kayong high doon.
That was trippy. And you know, we've had visitors tell us about experiences too. A lot of stories, even random people, like, there was one time that we turned one room into a storeroom at my uncle's, and there was a blackout. And one of the guys carrying something dropped something, and we looked up. There was a girl dressed in a wedding gown standing by the doorway. And kinausap pa lalaki, "Hey, ma'am, sorry po, maingay po kami." And the girl looked at him and then walked away. Said, "Who's going to wear a wedding gown at night walking around the house?" Right?
Alam mo, para pala siyang The Others, yung pelikula ni Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I love that movie.
That was wonderful.
Yung parang wala lang silang ginagawa, they're just there. Parang wala, hindi naman nila kayo tinatakot, pero nakikita mo siya, tapos yung setting nakakatakot. Ganun.
They're there.
Para lang siyang ganun. Wala, it's very normal for them. They're just moving around. They're just, you know, being there. Tapos nakikita mo siya. Oh my God.
And they let you know from time to time that, oh, we're here. We're here, you're not alone. You're
I can't
by yourself.
I can't with this episode. Okay. Parang kailangan akong mag-ano. I've been clutching to my crystals ever since you started.
Oh, really? Well, fortunately, it's what time in your area? It's like, what, 10 a.m.?
It's 10:30 in the morning. Yeah, so, yes. Meron akong sliver of hope na hindi ako apektado ng takot.
It's 2:40 a.m. where Manila and I are at. It's approaching 3 a.m.
Yung ano pala, kanina, meron pa ako naririnig na. Ewan ko kung ano lang. Baka nababanggaan nyo lang talaga yung microphones nyo. Pero may gumagano. Parang magano.
I'm using a headset. I heard that too. There was that one time we got interrupted while we were talking.
Oh, well, yeah. It's probably just one of those incidents na nabungbunggo yung mic. But anyway, thank you so much sa pagkakwento mo.
Sure.
And I've taken so much of your time. Ayan, nag-offline na si Manila.
Oh, her laptop died. Baka just messaged me.
Oh, okay. Alright. Well, thank you. Thank you sa inyong dalawa. Pakisabi na lang thank you. Magme-message din ako sa kanya. Thank you so much. And it's so good to meet you, Anton. And
likewise,
Manila
too.
As well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'll catch you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ang San Tomo Society Radio ay ang listener story segment ng Philippine Camper Stories kung saan pinapakinggan natin ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. The next storytellers for this week are no strangers to the camp. In fact, ang episodes nila ang isa sa mga highest streamed episodes sa ating show. And tonight, they are back again for some more chilling stories para sa ating lahat. Please welcome back to the San Tomo Society, the haunted tandem of Manila and Anton. Hey guys.
Hi Earl, nice to see
Hi,
you
Earl.
Again.
I am.
Great to be back, thank you.
And this time we're doing this with video.
Wow.
So,
we were not informed, but yeah.
Okay, so again, para sa mga first-time listeners, no, sa mga hindi familiar sa inyo at ngayon lang kayo napakinggan sa episode na to, could you introduce yourselves and what do you do and where are you from?
Ladies first.
Hey, hi guys. My name is Manila. I'm from Muntinlupa. I work as a writer for a TV network in the Philippines, and Anton is my best friend from college, and we both like creepy stuff because we've had creepy stuff happen to us growing up.
Hi, I'm Anton from Antipolo. I work as a communication trainer for a bank, and yeah, Manila and I go way back in college. One of my longest friends, probably my longest friend from forever, so yeah.
Ayan,
glad to be back.
So hindi, parang baka hindi pa nalaman ng mga campers on paano kayo na kapunta sa Philippine Camper Stories dito sa ating campsite. I think Manila can share a little thing about that.
Yeah, it's all her fault.
It's all her.
No, it's because I've been searching on Spotify for, I listen to True Crime a lot, and then I didn't realize that the Philippines pala had podcasts in English that were already coming out, and then started out looking for ghost stories, and then I guess creature stories, and then superstitious stories, and then I stumbled upon Philippine Campfire Stories, and then after the first episode, I got hooked. So it's a two-pronged thing. I really like the story, plus I really like how Earl delivered his stories. It's talaga, nakaka-hook talaga siya. And then while I was listening, I was thinking, oh my God, there is a story, the story that he has to, parang it's a disservice to the people out there who love these kinds of stories to not hear the story that Anton has to share. So I emailed Earl and I told him, there's a story that you really, really need to hear. And then here we are.
Ayan. At naisabit mo si Anton, no?
Actually, ako sinabit niya.
Oh, tama, tama, tama. Ayan. So, thank you so much sa pag... unang-una sa pag-guest niyo the first time that you were here, and for your time today, no? Question lang. Anong naging pakiramdam niyo nung... anong nalaman nyo na yung pagtanggap ng mga tao sa stories na shinare nyo the last season of San Telmo Society Radio?
It was great to know that people enjoyed the story. We were not expecting folks to go bonkers over the stories that we shared. Like between Manila and I, these are just things that have happened. I didn't know they would make a dent in the whole thing. So it's good to know. Good to know that people enjoyed it and got fascinated about what was happening in the house, what had happened in the house.
Honestly, I wasn't surprised. If I were a listener, comparing it to stuff I've heard on other podcasts, it's not about bragging. It's just that it's just such a deep well of stories that it's not just one-off, two-off na pwedeng imagination mo lang, or it can't be, because there's just too many collective stories that the same people in that same house have experienced through the years. And I don't know, that's the reason why those stories have lived in my head all these years.
Yes. Oh.
So, yeah.
And more than enjoyment talaga, no? Talagang parang natakot talagang literal yung mga tao. Kasi bukod dun sa kwento, eh may mga parang pasabit pa talaga yung episode na parang nung nag-record tayo, wala naman. And today, parang okay naman tayo so far.
Always good.
Ano naman tayo, maayos naman tayo ngayon. Pero nung pag-listen nila, and of course, nung sinabi na, pinoint out na lang din sa akin. For me, kasi parang hindi ko naririnig yun. I guess because I'm the one creating the show. And kung hindi mo i-point out sa akin, unless talagang sobrang obvious, hindi ko mapapansin. Pero ang dami nilang parang mga nahuli. And we have, and more than that, sinishare nila yun online and dun sa Spotify Q&A portion. So I do have a few here na gusto kong basahin sa inyo, and we can go ahead and answer those questions na pinagtatanong nila, and let's see kung mabibigyan natin ang sagot. All right. So this is the first one. Yeah,
I am so glad we're doing this in broad daylight.
Thank you, Antona. It's 7 p.m. right now here from where I am. Himas-himas tayo ng evil eye. Okay, sabi ni Magiano 1231. Am I the only one hearing the shushes in the background? Kayo ba narinig niyo ba yung mga shush?
I didn't hear anything while we were recording. I honestly did not hear any background noise when we were recording. And I'll tell you now, because someone in our chat, right, posted many timestamps of the shushes, and I only listened to the first two because sa unang shush pa lang, you know how when you listen to it and you're like, ah, yeah, it could be taken as a something creepy, but it could also be a, you know, a glitch in recording or someone extra. By the second shush, all the palahibo on my back just. So out of the how many timestamps, 4 or 6, so pangalawa pa lang, I give up na ako. And until now, I haven't listened to it because it creeps me out. And then my entire day is kind of colored with that. So for me, my body naturally is telling me that those are legit creepy sounds. So,
yeah. I don't know. Ikaw, Antoine.
Yeah, it got me worried because I was all alone in the room the entire time using the same stuff I use for work, and I was not expecting it. When I re-listened and checked the timestamps, I had to do a sanity check. I passed the recording around to some of my friends and asked, could you confirm for me if these are shushes? And they said, yeah, these are clearly. So, was there somebody else in the room? Just me. And I think it was coming from my side of things, right? I don't think it was coming from somebody else's mic.
You know what? To be honest, hindi ko na rin siya niya kasi I have the individual recording. Kaso lang, sa takot ko din kapag pinapakinggan ko. And I think I listened to one of the shushes. It came from Anton. Anton's recording. But all the timestamps that were that we were given with, hindi ko na tinuloy kasi parang nung narinig ko yun, masyadong violent yung shush. Yung parang talagang shush na parang yung alam yung librarian na maingay kayo, ganun. Parang yes. For me, nung narinig ko yun, kasi di ba in-enhance ko yung audio for the Patreon, the patron and the supporters of the podcast, and I gave you a copy of it. I'm not sure kung napakinggan nyo pa. Pero mas parang nung in-enhance ko yung, para luminaw yung audio ni Anton, nung in-enhance ko siya, na-enhance din lahat sila. So, parang, nung enhanced audio, unang shush, mga around 16 minute, talagang parang napabitaw ako dun sa headset ko. Sabi ko, hey, okay na. Parang napatunayan na natin kung ano yung kwento. Yeah. Nakwento na natin.
Same. Yeah. That was when he was talking about that curtain na parang another dimension yung napasukan yung curtain, right? They did not want you talking about that, Anton.
Yeah, there was one that was distinctly loud. Yeah, that one was very unhappy with a story I was sharing.
Yeah, well, hopefully ito ay maano natin. Ma-share natin lahat ng mga susunod nating kwento, no, na walang magagalit sa atin. And of course, this is for just sharing purposes. We just wanted to parang nagpapaalam lang ako sa mga bantay mo, Anton, na ito po ay taga-kwento lang. Huwag po kayo magagalit sa amin. Okay, the next comment, sabi ni TMG Pat 77, more clues please on where this place is. I'm trying to wonder where this is kasi madalas ako sa area na to during weekdays. Great episode, Camp Master. Ayan. Could you enlighten us, Anton, on where is the house of in Santo Domingo?
I remember sharing the Google map pin drop in the chat, but for the folks that didn't catch it, it's smack in the middle of Angelicum College and Siena College. And you can distinctly find the place because it's right in front of the construction site. That construction site's been there since the late 90s. We have a feeling that that area is cursed because it's went through 2 or 3 different developers and it's never been finished. So our house is right in front of that.
It's always flooded.
Always flooded. Laging, it's the catch basin.
Oh, meron nga nagsabi na, sino ba to? Si Dana, ang isa nating kasamang camper, no? Na nakikita daw niya yung bahay niyo. And yes, she confirmed na parang meron ang vibe yung Santo Domingo house. Although, sabi niya, yung buong area daw na yun is parang medyo tahimik nga daw talaga. So parang...
Yeah. It's a quiet place. The whole area is really quiet. And even among our neighbors, they tell us that that street is special. If people would rave about how creepy the New Manila streets are, I'd probably say Santo Domingo and the neighboring areas would be like second on the list. There's a lot of creepiness in that neighborhood. And
I think
you just chanced upon me being a former resident there sharing stories, but I'm sure my neighbors have stories too. We've heard stories about things happening on the streets.
Oh, talaga ba? Okay. wala nang ligtas. Wala nang ligtas dyan sa area na yan. Eh.
Ay, wala nang ligtas.
Alright, so next natin, I see Tonya, sabi niya, at 3817 to 3825, was the whispering sound intentional? Ayan. Parang ito yun, kapag 38 to 7, parang meron kasi sa, and I will answer this, kasi meron yung edit team namin. They're kind of very theatrical din. So parang as a horror podcast, we also put in some special effects to enhance the mood and the sound image of the show. So parang minsan meron talagang intentional na parang mga whispering sounds sa background, and that's part of the show. Hindi naman siya yung... I think for this particular one, hindi siya part nung recording. So, kino-confirm ko naman yun sa mga tao kapag yung ibang naririnig nila is part ba ng production or baka may dumaan lang, kapag kaya kong i-confirm. Pero pag hindi, katulad ng mga narinig natin sa side ni Anton, yun, sinasabi ko talaga na parang hindi yun intentional and hindi siya kasama sa recording, or alam mo yun, hindi natin alam kung saan galing siya. Ayan, ayan, one down. Ayan, clinaro ko lang po sa inyo. Eto naman, ayan. Anton, ikaw magbasa, sige.
Please, pwede ba, excuse me, mag-re-record kayo with clear audio ni Anton? Well, I'm hoping this is clear now. I think I've confirmed with you guys. It doesn't sound as muffled as before.
Pero were you using the same audio equipment?
Yes, same audio equipment. Time.
Ayan. So, mas malinaw ngayon as of the moment na nagre-record tayo at nakakausap kita, malinaw yung thing sa akin. Okay. Tingnan natin pag download ng audio ko kapag nasira. Kapag nasira, alam na ha, huwag na tayo magtanong. And lastly, ayan, siguro si Manila naman yung magbasa.
Okay, this is from Chaddy Wadi. Parang maganda na nga ma-interview yung ibang members ng household. Yung real humans po, hindi yung entities. Just to be clear, this is the spookiest episode ever. I agree, Chaddy Wadi.
Ayan. Hindi ko alam kung pwede bang ma-interview yung ibang members ng household ni Anton. Masyado yatang private na yung mga yun. Pero
his Anton mom naman is the...
My mom would probably have more stories too.
No. Ayan, so pag nagkaroon ng pagkakataon, yes, the podcast is open for all of your family members who have stories or your friends that have stories. But for now, Anton is back and Manila is back with a few more stories na talaga naman, kung part kayo ng Philippine Camper Stories group chat, nababanggit na to at nabanggit din to ng episode last time na meron silang stories na hindi pa nila na-share nung first time na nagkausap kami. And this, I guess that we will start with Manila first, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Manila, parang meron siyang own stories niya na pwede niyang i-share sa atin on how she was she gotten into this world of the strange and the paranormal. Yun. Manila, at saan nagsimula yung fascination mo with the paranormal?
When I was in grade school, I remember that all the books that I could find on things that were not in reality, you know, not that we can't see physically in this world, like the ghost, the tarot card reading, the creatures from Philippine folklore and international folklore. If I look back, those were my interests. But if I look further back, like even before I started school, and I asked yung mga family members namin, like, what are the things that happened ba that, you know, you think might have gotten me into this kind of interest without me thinking that it's all just from the imagination or fiction, you know? Because it had to start somewhere. And I grew up in this house in the Scout area in near Tomas Morato. And that's the house that, ever since I was born, that's where we live. And the layout of the house is, it's a one-story bungalow. And then, sa side, there's a canal. For some reason, there's a canal running along the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And then, yun yung daanan to get to the back garden. From the front garden to the back garden. And then, medyo madilim dun sa side na yon. But I don't know. I think dun din ata naglalaba yung dati naming helper. And so of course, as a kid, I would play there. So we had a dog, so we were running around, playing there. And then one time, my Lola told me na, I vaguely remember it, but I know na, I remember the feeling na, I went up to her and yung kabog daw ng dibdib ko wouldn't stop. And hindi ko ma-explain because I was too young. And I think this is where I didn't know kasi na we had many different helpers over the years, and this particular one I think had not naman history in witchcraft or faith healing, I don't know what it's called, but so what she did, my Lola went up to her and then they talked, and then yung kabog sa dibdib ko, hindi ko ma-express what it was about. Maybe I knew what it was but I didn't know. And then, so what she did was she got this basin. Alam niyo yung mga lumang arinola na kulay puti? She got it, and then she put water in it. And then she said a prayer. I'm not sure if it was a prayer or basta may sinabi siyang ritual. And then she got, I wasn't sure if it's a candle or a lighter, but she put it in front of my chest, yung arinola. Hindi siya arinola, basta yung that white
basin.
Yeah, there, a basin. Binigay niya sa harap ng chest ko. Sinigay niya yung apoy sa likod ng basin. And then, so, after some time, may lumabas na shape dun sa basin. And curiously, it was the shape of a frog. And then, sabi nung helper namin dun sa lola ko, yan yung tumakot sa kanya. And, you know, think about it, it's not scary, but it's like, what?
It's not normal. Parang it's, yeah, it's, hindi, so siya, parang, hindi siya normal na madadanas ng isang bata.
Yeah, and also, parang, paano niya napala, was it some kind of magic? Or, I know,
ano ba? Tinawas ka ba?
Hindi, yun ang ginawa niya. Linagay niya yung basin sa harap ng chest ko dun sa heart area. And then, may sinasabi siyang dasal. And then, lumabas yung... They threw away the basin, so wala ako. Wala, and I don't think they were advised to keep it. Pero, okay, that was one of the instances.
May tubig ba yung basin? Or parang...
May tubig siya. Lumabas lang yung parang... hindi siya burn marks eh, pero, well, maybe burn marks nga siya, but I was too young eh. Parang I was 7 or 6. So
okay.
It's one of those things na ginawa, and then, ako, I just, ano na, ah. And then after nun, bumaba na yung kaba sa dibdib ko. So, you would think na, ah, oh, sige, so natakot siya sa frog. And, so what, right? But inside our house, so, nung time na yun, I'm the eldest cousin in our family, and So baby pa yung next cousin na dumating, and people in the family would notice that para siyang like for a baby, well not naman baby, mga 1 year old na siya nun, she always seemed distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, ah, ang galing naman, kaya niya aliwin yung sarili niya. So pero yung lola ko, napapansin na nila na when it got to a point na as she was growing older by the months, she was deliberately playing with someone. Na she would point to sa aparador. Pero yung pinupoint niyang area, yung area na walang laman. So let's say, di ba, may mga shelves sa aparador. Doon siya nagpupoint, tapos tawa siya ng tawa.
Oh,
eh, di
okay.
Ba, ang baby, ang baby, pag pinatawa mo, pinapatawa mo kasi.
Mm-hmm.
But ganun rin yung reaction niya, except she kept pointing at an empty area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can't even ask her kung sino yung kalaro niya kasi wala pang verbalization eh. Wala pang... Mm-hmm. And then yun nga, inisip namin nun na, ano yan, siguro hindi yan multo. Baka it's, you know, one of those little things that Anton is familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my one personal interaction with maybe friend niya or maybe another person, another small person in the house is I was taking a bath. Tapos, alam mo yung feeling na when someone's running and you're running na parang wave. So, parang let's say this is the wall. Parang may tumakbo palabas, tapos tumakbo ulit. Tumakbo papasok, tapos tumakbo palabas. Let's say I'm here.
Hmm.
Parang gumanon, nag-dart.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened so fast, but it was so clear na it's parang you're watching this comic strip na may lumabas tas pumasok. Did I see what I just saw? Pero parang bakit ko naman i-imagine na may ganung nangyari? And it's one of those things where you question your brain. Why do you think that? You're just taking a bath. And yun nga, in the house, there's always things happening like... we had a bathroom with a light. Tapos it's one of those doors na kita mo yung light, parang isa door, and then above the door parang glass. So kita mo yung light dun sa banyo. And then you would see na the light open, and then may marinig kang nag-flush. So alam mong may tao. And
okay.
Then the light closed. And then that was it.
So
when you wala palang tao. Pero you distinctly saw na, okay, nagbukas yung light.
May gumamit. Oo.
Oo, may nakigamit. And then...
Flushed. It's polite.
Oo.
Ayun.
Nag-flush naman.
Random things in the house would go missing. Pero, and I would always get blamed. My lola would always be like, nasa na yung ganyan. Wala akong, ano. And then, she would find it. But, she would get so angry because she was sure na wala doon. And then, so let's say our house in the scout area is 135. That's our address. My uncle married someone from two houses away in 137. And that house was way creepier than yung house namin. Kasi they had a fish pond. And ano, I'm there a lot kasi nga when they got married, of course, the families, you know. And there's a fish pond. In the fish pond, parang basta from the side nung na-marry na uncle ko, madaming bata. So one time, they were wondering what happened. Parang they couldn't find the eldest son. And then it's not clear to me what happened, but when he returned, when he was found, he said na dun sa fish pond na yon, there was a castle where all the dwarves live.
Ooh.
And the dwarf who got him wanted him to live with them dun sa castle, which was the fish in the pond. That's why I never go near that pond. After that story, I was like, no way. No way am I gonna stare down that pond. It's not a creepy looking pond. It's normal na parang decorative pond sa garden. And then he said na ang ganda daw nung pumasok siya sa loob ng palasyo. Ang ganda. Pero
ayan na. Magiging palasyo resident na kayo, di pa kayo pumunta.
Pero in the back of his head, he was thinking,
lost your chance, Manila.
He's not gonna eat anything that was offered. Basta he knew na, for some reason, he knew na to reject whatever they offered him na pagkain.
Okay.
Tapos, ganun rin, they got someone, I'm not sure kung which doctor, ano, to bring him back.
Yes.
And then, after nun, he was okay. He was so okay nga na, he was actually at Ozone Disco, parang a day or two before, it burned. Mm-hmm. But, so jumping from that story, so that house, my uncle would sometimes sleep over there when he got married na to my tita. And then, dun sa second floor, na bedroom.
Yeah.
Hindi na to duwende. Hindi ko na ma-explain kasi two nights yung sinabi niya na sobrang creepy na alam ko hindi na siya natulog doon after that happened. One was he was sleeping tapos kasama niya yung tita ko. And then when he woke up, on one side of the room, he saw this bride, babae na nakapute, may kandila. Tapos, yung bride, hindi nakatingin sa kanya. It was just looking up to the other side of the room. So, naglalakad ng may dalang kandila na nakadiretso lang. So, siya, kumwari, tulog siya. Kasi sabi niya, oh my God, bakit may bride? And take note, my uncle is a teacher and a lawyer. He won't invent stuff like this. He doesn't... Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it's a sign of weakness, pero walang value to him to share stories like this. So, he was saying, ang bagal daw ng lakad. Tapos,
napaka ano, horror trope naman nung, para ano, horror movie trope yung...
And if you knew my uncle, hindi talaga siya silly person na magkikwento ng ganito. Pero so, he was saying, yun nga, naglalakad. Tapos, alam mo yung parang prosesyon na one step.
Parang bridal walk.
Yeah. Pero, pagdating daw dun sa dulo ng room, pagdating na dun sa wall, nawala daw yung girl. And it, oh my gosh, kikilabutan ako. It was replaced by this girl in black.
Okay.
And,
ay, nako naman. Oh, tapos, bakit?
This time, it was walking back towards him.
Bakit?
So, yung uncle, sabi ko, dito, so, anong ginawa mo? Sabi niya, anong magagawa ko? Pumikit na lang ako. So, yun daw, parang after nun, hindi na siya na natulog ulit nun. Pero the other instance na nakwento niya was different naman, and it's so different from any other story I've heard, kasi it's not creepy. It's what he said, he dreamt of angels in the room.
Hmm. Okay.
And take note that if you actually go on the internet and ask about people who have seen real life angels, it coincides with what my uncle saw. He saw na, I'm not sure if he was sick during that time, pero he said na he saw that his bed was surrounded with these angels in white that were like 6 or 7 foot. Ganong okay. Katatamahan. Tapos, may wings and my staff, and they were all surrounding him in the bed, and then they were all talking, but no one was moving their mouth. And then he thought nga na parang, wow, ang creative ko palang tao. But sabi niya, the feeling was so different. It wasn't fear. It was actually parang he felt nga protected.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And if you search online nga about people giving accounts of seeing angels, just like how you'd see people talking about seeing UFOs, it's similar. It's similar to that. And my uncle, he debunks these things. He thinks, parang, ah, wala lang yung bullshit lang yan. It's just stories just to get people to watch or read. But he said in his heart na it felt na that was real. And then when you go online, it's the same thing. It's these 6-7 foot the 7-foot things that are, they have wings. So ngayon, because of that, I'm a firm believer that the things we see on television and movies, there's always a inspiration from actual real life experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like Anton's story is pang one haunted series.
It's on Netflix.
That's my, I think that's my
doon nagmula yung sa foundation mo, sa exposure mo sa mga stories na yun. Nako, thank you so much for, medyo ang pinaka ano doon yung babaeng maglalakad, parang kasi bakit ka maglalakad ng ganyan, anong gusto mong mangyari? hindi siya pwede, ayoko siya, hindi pwede yung mga ganyan.
But, and that's the only story my uncle ever said na gano'n, na he's not that type of person. Parang actually isipin mo pa na pwedeng, hindi naman sa invento, pero pwedeng na panaginipan niya lang. Pero if you consider who was sharing it, if you knew him, you would know na okay, maybe I won't accuse him of just inventing it, because parang like yung parents ni Anton, hindi mo pag-iisipan na nag-invento kasi nga they're just stating what they saw. So
parang matter-of-factly lang na nag-share, no? Alright. Okay. Ayan. So, maraming salamat, Manila, sa pag-share mo ng stories. Now, we know why you're so fascinated with these stories. Because, like I guess everyone else who listens to the podcast is exposed tayo to these stories na parang na ibibigay sa atin. Like, it's facts na parang it happens naturally and it's not something na parang katakataka. I guess it is katakataka, but it is something that is given to you with valid sources or yung mga, kumbaga, pinagkakatiwalaan mong mga, yun nga, na sources. So parang, yun, I guess, kaya na nag-stay sa atin as we grew older. Yun. Thank you, Manila. And before we go to Anton's story for the night, magbe-break muna tayo. And when we come back, we'll have Anton and his stories about the Quiapo House. Yan. Babalik tayo. Yan. So, welcome back. Yun na yun. Welcome back to San Telmo Society Radio. Ngayon, nandito tayo sa another episode of San Telmo Society Radio, and we have on the show Anton and Manila coming back for another set of stories. Earlier, Manila had shared with us yung mga stories na kinalakihan niya doon sa kanilang bahay at sa bahay ng mga kasama niya. And what she shared, we're gonna hear Anton's stories naman din sa isa pang bahay na kinalakihan niya. Tama ba, Anton? Kinalakihan mo ba yung bahay na yun?
This was actually the home my family, my grandparents had before the house in QC.
Ah, okay. So prequel. Yes.
This is the prequel. But there would have been another prequel, because this is the first time I heard Manila's story about the frog. And I'll share it another time. But I did have an experience as a kid as well. The first time I had something, I'm not sure if he remembers the story, but the one that I have prepared was for the one in Quiapo. This happened in around 2016, if I remember. Shortly after my father died, we were looking at some of the places that my late grandfather owned, and there is an old apartment in Quiapo that they've had since, I think it was probably the 1960s, and my family was looking at selling this, and I volunteered to find an assessor to go to the property to have the place evaluated. And no one had lived here for probably 30 years. And I knew that the place had a reputation because my parents had lived there when they were newlywed before moving to another place in Manila, another story for another time. And my dad would tell me that the area was haunted because there used to be a factory there that my grandfather had, and he had a sleeping room. And there was one evening where there was a violent typhoon and my dad couldn't come home, and we were living in Laguna back then. My dad decided to stay in that area to sleep where my grandfather slept. And he came back the next morning and told me that it was a bad decision because he knew that place was a strange place and nobody had really lived there for many years. And he woke up in the middle of the night and he found himself looking at a certain wall in the room, and suddenly an old lady came out from the wall. And my dad's description was, it was like looking at a photo. It was a still picture of a woman. That was the feel. And she had floated from out of the wall, floated across the room, and then disappeared in the other end, the other wall from across the room. And my father found himself transfixed. And he said that he vividly described it as looking at a photo that had just floated from one end to the other end. So I told my dad, so that confirms a place is still creepy. So fast forward to around 2016, I had found someone who could help assess the place, and that would require going around the property with a giant measuring tape, taking dimensions of the floor area. And as we were going through the three-story apartment at the back, it was not really an apartment, a three-story home, I guess. It's big enough to be a home. I was shooting a video with my camera, and you could hear our conversations because the place had been abandoned, and his son was saying, you know, you could rent this place out to people that make horror films. It would be a great, great place. And I remarked, I don't think we should talk about this while we are walking through this place, because this property has a reputation. Okay, and we were going through the different floors, and I was asking myself, are we going to encounter anything strange here? And I was taking photos, and I got curious about a particular area. When we got to the top floor, I took a big shot of what it looked like, because it was good to have a picture of the place. And I think we spent about 2 or 3 hours in that area, and then we parted ways. The agreement was they would provide the report after a week. It shouldn't be an extensive task. But what happened was the week stretched on to 2 weeks, and I kept following up. The 2 weeks ended up becoming 1 month. I still kept following up. I was very patient. 1 month became 3 months. 3 months became 6 months. 6 months became a year. And there was a giant question mark in my head and my relative's head. Why is it taking it so long? Why has it reached a year? And it got to the point where I put my foot down. I called the guy and asked him, does it really take this long to come up with a report? Because my family really needs this. What's causing the delay? Could you be forthright with me about what's happening? Because I'm sensing that something is not right.
Okay.
And then he said to me over the phone, sir, I'm going to tell you about what happened the day after I visited your property, and I hope you don't think I'm crazy. And I said, try me. I know what crazy is, but I need to know from you. Tell me what happened so I can fully understand the situation and understand what happened to you and why this is such a horrible delay. And he said, you know, the evening that I came home, my wife and I had a fight out of the blue. She was mad at me, and I didn't know what I did. I kept asking her, bakit ka galit? Anong ginawa ko? And his wife kept shouting back, magsorry ka, violently. And he kept asking, magsasorry ako, para saan, anong ginawa ko? Basta magsorry ka. That week, when he was when he went to the office, one of his office mates, who supposedly had a third eye, approached him and said, sir, may napansin ako, huwag kayo matakot ha. Pero parang sinusundan kayo. Sinusundan, Nino. Isang lalaki, isang babae. Ngayon ko lang sila nakita. Mm-hmm. So after he was given that warning, he decided to go to a quack doctor that weekend. And the moment he sat down, the quack doctor said, "Ipinuntahan kang lumang bahay, no?" And he said, yes, last week. Bakit po? Hindi ka nagpaalam nung pumasok ka. And he was perplexed. What do you mean hindi ako nagpaalam? Kasi yung babae na nakatira sa third floor at yung lalaki na nakatira sa ceiling, galit sa'yo. And he was wondering, what do you mean babae na nakatira sa third floor? Lalaki na, the man that lives in the ceiling was what he used. And he asked, ano pong dapat kong gawin? Pumalik ka sa bahay, you should light 50 incense sticks and magsorry ka.
Oh.
Keywords, magsorry ka. And after hearing that story, I thought, hey, all right. Nothing happened to me when I went there. This very day, I have not been experiencing anything strange. And if there was one person who should have experienced something, it should have been me, because I think the listeners are familiar with what I had to go through growing up in the other house. And he said, of course, hindi kayo guguluhin ng mga yan because you're the family that owns the place. Mm-hmm. So I offered, do you want to go back to the house and offer the 50 sticks of incense and apologize? I'll take you there if that'll help make your life better. And we never got back to that. Despite me asking him if he wants to go back, you know, if it's the least I can do for him so he can get the job done. But out of curiosity, I decided to go through the pictures and the videos that I took.
Oh.
And as I was scanning through the pictures I took, there was one really strange picture where I took a picture of a bean in one of the bedrooms. I think it was my dad's teenage bedroom. I was particularly interested in that bean because I was thinking, you know, if they demolish the place, I'd take a piece of wood from the property and maybe turn it into a guitar, have it made for me or something. So I have a keepsake of some sort. Mm-hmm. Until I got to the third floor picture. So in the third floor picture, it was undeniable that there was an anomaly in the top corner of the pic. And I promised to share that picture with the group in our chat, because the moment I had said, I shared the story with my relatives in our chat group and shared the picture, they all erupted. Because when you think about the story, particularly the man that lives in the ceiling, it looked as though something had peeked from near the ceiling. From one of the beams of that particular room.
He still has the picture earlier.
I still have the picture. I still.
Pwede mo bang i-share sa akin ngayon dun sa group chat natin tatlo?
Sure. Oh wait, let me find it. Okay. Oh my goodness. Could you give me a second? I just need to find it. It's in my phone somewhere.
Merong sumilip dun sa third floor.
Yeah,
I guess na curious sayo. Bakit ka nagpi-picture, no?
Yes, and maybe got curious because for the first time in decades, somebody came to visit and one of them happened to be someone who wasn't from the family. For some reason, I can't find our chat group. I'll send it directly to you, Earl.
Okay.
And then there you go. There you go. And then I can bounce it to our chat.
Okay.
You got it? Okay.
Ito na. Tingnan ko. So, ito na yung picture na sinend ni Anton. And then this has the... Ala? Okay, sige. Ito na. Buksan natin.
Oh, you're sharing it? Okay.
May
paalam ka, Anton.
To. May sumilip saan?
Okay, when you see it from left corner, sumilip from the ceiling. You should be able to spot it the moment you open the chat and you look at the picture.
Shit.
Okay. Napabura si Earl.
Oo. Ito nga.
You saw it? You saw it?
Mm-mm. Yung parang mist ng puti.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Parang nga siyang ano, no? Hindi siya human-like. Hindi siya human.
Is it an old man? Is it an old man?
No, the description was yung babae sa third floor at yung lalaki na nakatira sa ceiling.
Okay. Goodbye, Anton.
Thank you for having me.
Tama na to. Itigil na natin to podcast na to. Okay. Ano to? May isha-share ako sa inyo na parang every time na may nagsasend sa akin ng mga gantong stories and like every time na may nakakatakot or something na parang medyo strange na sinishare sa akin, I easily cry. Parang mag-shed ako ng tear. Kung napansin nyo kanina, lumuha ako agad kasi parang yung surge ng emotions, ewan ko, siguro nilalabas ng katawan ko na parang hindi siya, masyado siyang excess sa akin. So, naiiyak ako agad. Hindi naiyak, naluluha yung mata ko. Kaya pag ganito, ay, Diyos ko Lord, okay. So, ayan, papakita natin to. Pwede ba natin itong i-share sa mga...
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Sa mga nakikinig. So, siguro pag lumabas yung episode, we can share this photo of the ceiling, no? Naku. Yeah. Nung nakita mo yun, nung naggumagawa ng report yung guy na kailangan mag ano ng incense, anong nasabi niya?
I actually did not get a chance to show him this picture.
Ah, okay.
Because...
Nakabalik ba kayo sa bahay?
No, we didn't go back.
Hindi na. So, hindi niya nagawa yung report na hinihingi mo?
It was incomplete. It was an incomplete report, but we still paid him. And then, we dropped off communicating.
Yun na yun. Natigil.
Yeah, I figured that this is enough because I got tired of chasing him. And I kept asking him if he wanted to go back. And he never took up on the offer.
So, okay.
I said, just let me know when you feel like going back, or if you can't take it anymore, or if he felt that evening his wife was possessed. That's the only explanation.
Yeah. Oh.
And why would she start shouting "Magsori ka" for no apparent reason, and then suddenly that would
connect the dots? No.
Connect the dots. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got to meet his wife, and I asked her, you know, if you both want to go back to the house to bury the hatchet with whatever is there, then just let me know. I'll take you. And we never went back.
I would understand. There are things na parang too much for some people, especially the ones na who are not familiar or they are not as experienced as most people are. Pero yeah, it's a little creepy to, especially na yun nga meron ka pang a little souvenir of the house in Quiapo, no? Hindi ka na nakabalik doon.
I have not been back in a while. The pandemic hit, and no, I never particularly went back to that area after the story, after the fact. I mean,
yeah.
Baka sumunod.
Pero yung house is still, it's still
there.
Okay.
Yep, it's still there.
Okay. Medyo ano lang, no? Medyo ano na talagang abandoned na siya. Kita mo naman sa picture. Yeah. Sayang.
There was a time in the 90s where my parents considered moving in there, and then I think it just made common sense not to go back there, because they've had experiences when they lived there too. So
parang hindi rin naman masyadong nakawala yung parents mo dun sa Santo Domingo. Kahit saan naman yata sila pumunta, parang it's the family that's haunted, not the
That's
person.
The thing. To this very day, I still wonder, is it us that's haunted? Or I don't know. Because in every place that we have lived in, we had experienced something, no?
Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik pa kami ni Manila and Anton with more stories, that and more, coming up next. Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
When Manila was sharing her childhood experience, mine was similar.
Yeah, talk to us about that. You, okay. Nasabi mo yan during the break and that you have a similar experience na dahil ngayon mo lang din narinig yung experience in Manila.
Yeah,
now, you have this similar experience. Ano yung kwento mo na yan?
This was back in the 80s. We lived in an old house in Tayuman, and if my facts are correct, this is the first house that my grandparents moved in after they had married in the 1950s, I think, I'm not sure about the timeline. And I have fond memories growing up in this old house in Tayuman. And there was one particular evening, the folks that were born in the late 70s and 80s, we lived in an era where brownouts were common. And yeah. There was one evening where there was a brownout. And in this old house, after the lounge room, to get to the second floor, is a narrow staircase. So there's a ledge. And I can remember a few steps, a ledge. On the left was a little space where my dad had a statue of the Virgin Mary. And to the right, a narrow staircase that's big enough to fit one person. Narrow and steep staircase that goes to the second floor, which is typical of old houses from the 1950s, I think. And I particularly remember that evening, everybody was in the lounge room. It was lit by candles. It was my mom, my dad, my nanny, and the helper. And I was playing around with the flashlight. So I was probably around 4 years old. And I was seated by the ledge, by the foot of the stairs. And I was messing around with the flashlight, and my mom was keeping an eye on me from the other end of the room. And my infantile brain told me the flashlight works better where it's dark. And the darkest part in that area was the staircase where I was seated. So I get up, and then I stand at the foot of the staircase, and then I start to flash the light from the bottom stair, and then I slowly lift the flashlight so it starts illuminating the staircase as it goes up. And when the beam of the light finally made it to the top of the staircase, I stopped because I was expecting nothing. I was expecting, just to illuminate the blackness, when suddenly I found something staring down at me. I went into, I suddenly froze, and my mom noticed that I froze. And my mom gently asked from across the room, "Anton, what are you doing?" And my response to my mom was, "Ma, big frog." My mom asked, "What do you mean, big frog?" And I turned around and I looked at her and I said, "Mom, big frog." And I stretched my arms out, because peering down at me from the top of the stairs was a big yellow frog. If the stairwell was, I don't know how wide, probably like a meter wide or a meter and a half, the frog was as wide as a stairwell. Mm-hmm. And it was peering down at me with red eyes.
Oh my God.
And when I said that to my mom leapt across the lounge room. And she grabbed me, and then she started telling me children shouldn't be playing in the dark. It's nighttime. Things come out at night. So my mom and dad were looking at each other. They were shaking their heads because we knew that the house was special, because many people have encountered things. So that was my first experience as a child. And it didn't make sense to me yet that it was something supernatural or something I should be afraid of. It was more fascinating because I got to see a frog. There was a frog looking down at me from the top.
And this is a different house, no? Tayuman house.
This is in Tayuman. And the first time I felt fear was if you guys can remember childhood, it was a common thing for us to be forced into a siesta, and children never really enjoyed siestas. It's not the best thing. Kids just want to play. And my mom would force me into a siesta in that room, in that house. But in my parents' room was a hallway connected to another bedroom, which was my childhood room and ended up becoming my brother's childhood room. And I can remember clearly my mom would first fall asleep. So the first time it happened, when she would fall asleep, I would hear my mom purring. And I was wide awake, staring at the corridor, but suddenly somebody peeked from the corridor. And I sat up and looked, because do we have a visitor or a guest? Because I don't know who this is. And the person that peeped was a shadow. He was just jet black, no form, but you can distinctly see it was a silhouette of a person. And he had two red eyes, and he was looking back at me. And I sat up and looked at him, and then after a few moments, he hid back into the corridor, and he didn't come out. And I glided back down, and I think I probably fell asleep. So the next day, it was siesta time again. And my mom had fallen asleep. I was lying next to my mom, and I was looking at the corridor, expecting our visitor to pop out. And he did not disappoint. So he peeped again from the corridor. I sat up and looked at him, and it didn't end there. This time he walked. He walked from one end of the room to the side of the bed, and then walked to the other end, to the other side of the bed, and then he ran out. And I got to see him, his full figure. It was obviously a shadow or a silhouette of a man. It was pitch black. And he was looking at me. The only thing that broke the darkness of his figure were the two
red eyes.
So I thought, oh, this is something else. But I did not alert my mom yet. I was still trying to process it. It was the third time he showed up that made it more interesting. Because day three, siesta time again, I was waiting for him to come out. Because I knew that the moment my mom would start snoring, he would peep from the corridor. But this time he didn't peep. I thought, okay, maybe he's not coming to visit today. So I started falling asleep when suddenly the TV switched on. And back in the 80s, these TVs were loud things. When you turned them on, they'd start with a blast, right? And it was in between channels. It was
static.
Almost like static, like The Ring, if you can think about that. So I wake up and I look at the TV, but then at the foot of the bed, I see the man looking down at my mom and me really closely. And I can distinctly see the form and the beady eyes staring down at me and my mom. And then my mom woke up and asked, "Anton, why did you turn the TV on?" And I started pushing my mom, and I said, "No, no, no, no." And when I looked up, the man had disappeared, and my mom asked, "What's happening? Did you turn the TV on?" I said, "No, the black man did." "What do you mean, the black man?" And I explained to my mom that when she would fall asleep, someone would come into the room. And that ended the siesta. So my brother and sister, they didn't get to experience a siesta after that situation.
Siesta was canceled.
It was canceled forever.
Grabe, Anton, grandmaster level ka na pala sa Santo Domingo. Ito yung rookie level mo.
Grabe, okay. Pero napaka ano noon. So both of those stories are happened in Tayuman.
In Tayuban, in the old house. That was the oldest house that we had.
Okay.
The one that my parents had lived in after they were
grabe
there.
No.
Yeah, and visitors would say things about the house too. My mom would have a couple of experiences, my dad as well.
Napaka-interesting naman nung frog na yellow na may red eyes. And then, coincidentally, may red eyes din yung shadow man na bumibisita pag siesta, no?
Yeah, so when kids say, oh, there's a boogeyman, I believe them, because this was my boogeyman. He came out three times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, that was just these are the only three instances that I encountered this guy.
Anton, when your family moved to Australia, may nadala ba kayo doon? Doon talagang naging free na kayo from all these things? Because he lived in Australia for a couple of years.
I think we lived in two haunted places when we had moved there.
Ibang episode na pala yun, sorry.
Ibang episode na to. But the most remarkable... Do you want another story, Earl?
Is it also local? We can reserve the Australia story.
This is an Australia story. This is another story for another time then. But yeah, there was one story there.
It's okay, next time. Meron pa naman next tayo time, next time. Yeah.
I think parami akong bala.
parang pwede ka na mag-take over ng podcast at parang hindi na natin kailangan ng stories from other people.
Yeah, that one experience there is something I'll share for another time. And I think another story worth sharing is one from my dad from his childhood. Because my late dad shared one story frequently. Every time we would ask him, would you share us a story? You know, and he would share a bedtime story. And there was just this one story that I knew was real, because after he had passed away, I conducted research. It involved a scouting trip in Makiling. So that's for another time. And sure. I was able to confirm some of the facts, the historical facts that my father had included in the story. So.
Grabe, no? Parang, ayun nga, parang sinabi ko na it's full circle na rin. With this episode alone, na parang Manila shared a story that involved a frog during her childhood, and assumably we all were kids of the 90s, 80s. And then ikaw din, Anton, parang feeling ko kailangan meron din akong imbento, mag-imbento ko ng story ko na frog.
Para lang Earl, when it happened to me, it felt like my heart was jumping out of my chest. That's why kailangan makatawas or kung ano man yung ginawa. So you don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
And Earl, of all the memories I have of childhood, and the older you get, the less the memories become. The frog is something I distinctly remember. I can close my eyes, still remember clearly what happened at that moment and the first time I saw that thing looking down at me from the stairs.
Totoo, no. Now that you mention it, it's also great that we have platforms like this, like the San Telmo Society and the podcast itself, to share these memories, to immortalize them. Kasi that is true. As we age, these stories na part naman talaga ng childhood or ng past natin, nakakalimutan natin kasi nga, syempre, ang dami rin namang nangyayari and we have to make space for new memories, diba? Sadly enough na yung ibang mga, kahit yung mga stories na minsan nga medyo minute lang na, alam mo yun, parang strange lang naman, di naman talaga siya totally terrifying, ganyan, nawawala na sa memory natin. But I'm very happy that this podcast alam mo yun, yung parang nagkaroon ng community to share these stories. Kasi alam mo yun, isipin mo na parang ang weird nung ano ko, nung experience ko na yun, parang nakakahiyang i-share, pero yung pala parang ikaw o yung mga kakilala mo o yung napakinggan mo, parang parang pareho kami ng kwento. Like, the both of you, na parang meron pala kayong similar stories na hindi nyo man nga lang napag-usapan, ngayon nyo lang din na narinig.
It could have been the same frog. We were meant to be friends.
Right? Baka mamaya.
Plot twist.
I was thinking that. No, Earl, thank you for that. You provided this virtual campfire that is forever burning, that people can just come in when they want, share the stories, leave. It doesn't even, it's not even parang exclusive being a podcast guest. The chat group is there 24 hours. People are, you've created this brotherhood or sisterhood of people who either share the same experiences and the same love for these kinds of things. And I think that's an awesome thing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not just me. I mean, it's all of us na parang reaching out to each other and it's becoming a community on its own. Na minsan kahit wala ako dun sa group, people are interacting on their own, sharing comments and things, and iba-ibang tao, iba-ibang lugar, iba-ibang walks of life. And I am so happy. And if the listeners would like to be part of that experience, you could go ahead and check out the Facebook group. It's called The Campsite, Philippine Campfire Stories. And once you're a member of that, you can log on to the group chat, which nandun lahat kami. Nagkukwentuhan kami kahit anong oras, kahit anong araw, nandun lang kami. And we're just waiting for you to share your story, and we're here to listen and share our own stories as well.
Yeah. Yeah, ayun, even if you don't share stories, if you just lurk, if you just want to read the story, see the posts, na picture, like I lurk a lot.
Yes, and I guess doon natin isa share yung ano ba to, yung picture doon sa bahay sa bahay ni nila Anton, diba? So yeah, share natin.
I'd like to hear what people think about that in relation to the story that I shared. It's a good sanity check as well, because it's different when you have documented, you know, documentary evidence.
Yeah, iba like the when I recorded that episode, we're in na may ano, may recordings of some whispers and yung mga ganun. So yeah, it's different. So thank you so much for sharing those stories and your time.
Our
again
pleasure.
Dito sa Santa Society Radio. Do you have anyone to say hello to, or anything to promote, anything to share with the campers?
Well, if you like anime music, you can catch my band Reanimus. We play around conventions.
Anong name?
Reanimus, Reanimus. Mm. You can look for us on Facebook and drop by, say hi to me, and we can share stories during my break or something.
Ayan. Meron ba kayong next show? Meron kayong next con?
Yeah. Yes. We have our next show will be at Lucky Chinatown with Heroes Convention. We will be performing on August 13th.
Nako, sana nakalabas. Sana nakalabas na to.
If not, well, if not, then just tune in.
Yeah, I guess you have a Facebook page.
Yes, we have a Facebook page and an Instagram account.
We have a gig end of September.
Yes, we have. Yes, I think we have nearly happening weekly. So by the time anybody decides to join add the Facebook page, we send updates.
All right. And we can share the Facebook page of your band in our episode notes, but it's easier for people to find you guys, especially if they love animes and cons, diba?
Thank you. Thank you, Earl.
Ikaw, Manila, do you have anything?
Nothing to promote.
You
want to
say hello to?
I'm just happy to catch up again with you guys, because this is also my way also of catching up with Anton, who's super busy, by the way, with his many jobs. for you, naman, Earl, I'm still waiting for that giant campfire, bonfire campfire.
Oh.
Na inaawitan ko sa'yo. And so I want to share lang na I have 8 cats. And the reason why I surround myself with cats is that it keeps creepy. This is Chili Bean.
Look, Chili.
I feel safe in this house with all my cats.
Today's video. Ayan. Well, maraming salamat, and hopefully magkatotoo yung ano yung group podcast meetup natin with the campers. So mukhang magkakatotoo na, minamanifest ko na sana by October makapasyal ako sa Philippines to meet some of you, if not all of you guys. So yun, hopefully i-announce ko naman yun.
Keep us posted.
Quiapo, yeah.
Wonderful to see you. Let's go to Quiapo.
Para may pasalubong ka back to the States.
Naku po, okay na po ako. Parang ang dami ng mga pabaon eh. Ayun.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Maraming maraming salamat sa inyo, Anton Manila, for always gracing and being part of the San Telmo Society Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
That is our best of 2023 Part 2 featuring the stories of Manila and Anton. I hope you enjoyed the year that was. We have more stories in the coming weeks, so stay tuned, campers. You can check out the Spotify Q&A question of this episode at ishare nyo na kung ano ang episode. At ishare nyo na kung anong episode in 2023 ang pinaka na-enjoy nyo at gusto nyong masundan for 2024. All you have to do is go to Spotify episode and check out the Q&A portion to join the conversation. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Bago tayo magtapos, ay magpapasalamat na din ako sa aming production team, my Pod Network Entertainment Family. Thank you for 2023 and I hope we have more projects to finish in 2024. Salamat din sa Spotify Asia team, kay Phil, and to his team na sa walang sawang pag-alala sa Philippine Campfire Stories for all the podcast promotions ng Spotify Asia. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig at sa nagdaang taon. Magkita na lang tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang San Telmo Society Radio segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.